much about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's Yep, uh-huh. Check, 1, 2.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Questions. The universe. Paternity tests. Salutations. Hi, my name is Amar White. You may know me from your dreams. Call this number below and get the answers you deserve. Most people don't realize their chakra is in another universe. Don't be dumb. Right. Call now. Open your third eye. Knowledge is the path to greatness. If you'd like to be smart as a baby dolphin, call now.
And now.
Being on the show reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Macbeth.
What's the quote?
Whoa! I didn't realize this was a trial. Objection, Your Honor.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 25th of May.
Oh, it's the 25th of May, is it?
Did I say that wrong?
No, it's the 25th. I guess that means it's 5/6 Christmas today, Kevin.
Yay!
Happy holidays, everybody.
He took his headphones off and he's walking out.
Hey, come back.
Oh, Kevin, come back, Kevin.
Hey! We're all having fun.
I would leave too, but someone has to be here.
Oh, man.
Boy, somebody hates Santa Claus, right? He hates the most wonderful time of the year.
Here's the thing. You can't start off by questioning the 25th because his mind immediately goes to what did I screw up?
Right, but
and
then,
that's not a fair thing to put on Kevin right away.
Right,
he didn't screw up. It is indeed the 25th.
Hell yeah, it's the 25th. That's what I'm excited about.
He's back. I think he's giving you another chance.
It's funny. The King of Mexico just arrived. He was walking down the hallway, and he said, what's up? Because you guys were on the air, and I was out there. And I said, Beans, celebrating 5/6 Christmas. Mm-hmm. He just kept walking.
The other way. He turned around and went home.
He went home. Yeah. Just shake his head, look at the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
First of all, it is a thing.
It really isn't. The only thing that... And no one even celebrates this, but the only thing that I would allow is half Christmas.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
I mean,
that's
really the only thing.
Right, but we're only 1 month from half Christmas.
Yeah, so let's wait to celebrate until then.
I mean, I love Christmas more than, I'd say, 98% of humans.
Agreed, except for Bean is in the 2%.
Right. Let's cut this crap out, Bean.
How dare you, first of all.
I mean,
not even interesting. That's not even interesting.
Use his own words against him.
That was me saying that, huh?
That's not even interesting.
What do you call, God, I can't believe I'm spacing on this, Allie. What do you call those things where that it's a little calendar that's a countdown to the holiday and every day you lift a little window and take out a treat? Come on, help me out here. People hang them on their walls and it counts down. You know, it's like a month's worth. And every day you check a box. Come on. What are they called? Do you know? Oh, you're just not helping. Okay.
It's an advent calendar.
Advent calendar. Yeah.
I need one that's a year long.
Allie is too nice to work on this show because I constantly am having to put my hand up like, don't help him. Do not help.
We were just having a conversation. That's all. It wasn't a withhold information type thing.
You want a 365-day advent calendar?
That's what I need. That's the answer. That's a fantastic...
So much chocolate Jesus.
I am going on Kickstarter right now. I'm going to get that started.
If we were to create something like that, would you be able to keep this conversation off the air?
Oh, no. I would be so excited every single day.
Okay,
I would
never mind.
That's what I would do. When the show started is when I would have that piece of chocolate for the day and count. Yeah. I could announce how many days till Christmas.
Never mind then.
Hey, I got to tell you this story real quick. Do we have time before we move on?
No. We wasted it all with...
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have time.
This is a good one. This guy is such a dumbass, and I can't figure out how his mind works. It comes out of the University of Maryland, by the way, which is my alma mater, a school I dropped out of. And so did he.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
That was very relevant, by the way, because he also dropped out. His name is Gio Managadazzi.
Sure.
He is 20 years old. He is a computer science major who 2 weeks... before graduation, decided he was going to drop out of school.
So he did all the work.
Yes.
Did he have good grades?
Yes.
He had that's unbelievable.
He claims, although it is in dispute, that he was in line to be the valedictorian. But, he had excellent grades. He dropped out and wrote a letter to his parents that he then shared on social media, explaining that by not getting a degree, he now has nothing to fall back on. And he will have to commit himself fully to his dream of being a self-made entrepreneur. You following this?
Not really.
Yeah, so he wants to start a business.
Yes.
And then build it up. But
yes.
He doesn't want to have the option of getting a job wherever.
In computer?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wherever he got his whatever he got his major in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's computer
career.
Yeah, he doesn't want. This is we've talked about it with Travis Barker. This is the Travis Barker plan, which is I'm getting tattoos on my neck so that I can't get a job working at a drugstore. Because no one will hire me.
He told us that. He just wants to make sure that he can play music for his entire life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So he put some tattoos there to be unhirable. That's awesome.
He said, I will literally never, ever even have the option to give up. Literally ever. I will make my dreams come true or I will literally die trying. Now, those are his words. That's his quote. He did use the word literally in one sentence.
So you hate him.
And misspelled it twice of the three times.
Oh, dear.
Which is not a good sign for an almost college graduate.
That sounds like he did it on purpose if he was in line for the valedictorian in college.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He's going to misspell it twice, but
he spelled it literally is how he spelled it.
Huh.
He did not reveal whether he had come up with a business plan, but he did drop out of school with 2 weeks to go. Now,
how mad are his parents?
They're so mad.
Especially if they paid for it.
Yeah.
If he got loans or whatever, that's on him because he's going to have to pay it back.
They're
still mad.
Yeah.
Yes, but wow.
I don't know what the University of Maryland cost in 2017, but, you know, he's 20. I assume his parents paid for it. And I assume, what's a state school these days? Is it $50,000 a year or something?
I think that's
would not be that much.
That seems high.
I don't know. I think that's for out of state. I don't know.
He admits that his parents are probably not happy with this decision, but asks that they don't disown him yet because, quote, I really need a place to stay before my startups get funded.
Oh my God.
So he can't have a backup plan, but he needs a backup place to stay? No, sir.
Oh, he's the worst.
Right?
He is the worst, right?
He's going against his own rule by having a place to stay.
I guess he's still got to live somewhere.
Yeah, he can figure it out just like he can figure out his business.
To be completely honest with you, literally none of my professors were able to inspire me in any way. I'm sorry, University of Maryland. Your campus is absolutely beautiful, and I created amazing memories here, but I give you zero credit for my education. However, he does give shout-outs to the people who deserve the most credit for his success and happiness, and they include Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, President Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and Kanye West.
Oh, this poor kid.
All right, one more. He, as you can imagine, the response when he posted this on LinkedIn over the weekend was swift.
Mm-hmm.
And the universal comment to him was that he's a moron, right?
He's an idiot.
Yeah. So here's what he wrote. It's a message to all my haters. First of all, you didn't even understand the main points of my post, which was to help you become happier by telling you to stop judging. Ironically, you started judging me. What?
He was trying to teach us all a lesson? F him.
Karma, he says, you're just eager to voice your negative and irrelevant opinions because you're jealous. Karma comes around, guys. What happens when I become a billionaire and then you need something, but I don't help you because of all this hate and ridicule and judgment you said about me? Ever thought about that? Shouldn't you think twice before you go against me? Is it really worth it? So that's
wow! I'm changing my opinion. His parents didn't care at all if he graduated because they hate him.
They hate him. Everyone around him hates
him. Right?
Oh,
your son, is he still alive? Yeah, he's still alive.
Bummer.
Unfortunately, what a bummer! Is he coming over for dinner? No, thank God.
You should see his pictures too.
Oh.
By the way, he is broing down in these photos, man. So anyway, I would love to fast forward about 10 years,
same to where he's homeless
and see where Mr. Maganagarazi is going to be working.
That's crazy.
Ugh. So there you go. Good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
Thanks for asking. I'm going to put this as delicately as I know how. You can chortle my balls.
I mean,
Allie had a picture taken of her aura.
Yeah, I did.
Gonna have to get into that because.
Yeah.
why.
Yeah, it told me some stuff about myself. I didn't know.
What and why. President Trump met the Pope. I don't know if you've seen the picture. The Pope, Bean, you know him a lot better than I do, even though you don't believe in religion. You love, for some reason, the Pope.
I love the Pope.
And you're not Catholic.
Correct.
At all. How unhappy did he appear in that photo?
Well, he didn't seem super psyched to be meeting with the president. That's not to say he didn't take the meeting seriously.
Right.
Offer the president some advice.
Sure.
You know, it's part of his job, but he's not showing it on his face.
We're going to do a new episode of Who's the Dick? Answer, Bean.
How dare you?
It's going to give you it's a cheater's guide up front.
All right.
So you've already made up your mind?
Yes.
Okay. Without hearing any of the facts.
Yeah. Have you met me?
Okay.
Advanced screening passes for Wonder Woman on the
Wonder
program.
Wonder Woman!
Right. We're going to talk to Chris Hardwick. It's Red Nose Day today, and you're going to see a lot of this all over your television today. We're going to talk to him about that. Kevin Madlib's the news. Yes. Jim Rome talks sports. And we're going to talk to Dr. Drew, who is going to be on this season of Hollywood Medium.
Yeah, he is.
And that's a full step crazier than taking a picture of your aura.
Thank you.
Right? You're looking good today.
Okay.
And we're going to celebrate the fact that it's 5-6 Christmas.
Thank
you.
So
we're very excited about that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Ralph Garman is here. It's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday. What's going on?
5-6 Christmas. You sticking by that?
I am not.
You sticking with that one?
No, that was my error. I boofed. Sorry.
Bean said when he found out, that's just unforgivable.
Yeah, it is.
I was like,
unacceptable, yeah.
I don't know that it's unforgivable.
Well, look, if you're going to be awful,
right,
be right.
Absolutely.
It's a good point.
If you're going to be really
you're
obnoxious.
You're going to torture all of us.
Exactly. Then at least, you know, come correct.
Wrong.
Don't be bad and wrong.
No, I accept your score, and it was 100% my error.
Just be bad.
Wrong.
I did an edit on the paperwork here this morning, and for whatever reason, I put down the wrong number. I had it right all day in my mind yesterday, and then I screwed it up today. So
I'm going to start saying that.
Apologize.
I had it right in my mind yesterday.
All my calculations were correct in my beautiful mind, but when I put them into the computer, that's why the shuttle crashed.
I am not defending my error. I have no excuse. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe this is a lesson. Don't be bad.
But it's 5/12 Christmas, though, and that's a real thing
that
I love.
If you left all that alone, then you never would have made the mistake.
Yeah. It's on me. That one's on me.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
I'm going to take that one.
I mean, you really have to because the rest of us hated you for what you were talking about. So it wouldn't have been us.
Hearing from, I do know that we have listeners to the show now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Scott, who just writes it and goes, hey, it's 5/12, not 5/6. You sure Kevin'd that up?
Oh,
hey,
don't put that on Kevin.
How am I going to
become a slam on Kevin?
This is Scott Lamoureux who wrote
Scott,
that in.
Well, Scott, stop it.
Just say it, look.
This is Scott Lamoureux.
This is Scott Lamoureux.
Didn't realize that. All right, it's my bad then.
I'm just saying sorry. But happy holidays.
It's not a holiday.
It's 5/12 Christmas.
Let's talk about something that really matters, an anniversary that actually matters, a real holiday for a real reason.
Yeah, Ralph, do it.
You know what happened on this day back in 1977?
Ooh, 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 ooh. I know. Should I recuse myself and let the kids guess?
You know.
Well, we all know.
I don't
know.
Really?
Kevin doesn't know.
Oh.
A little movie.
Star Wars?
Yes. A little movie called Star Wars was released. Changed movies forever because of Star Wars. The only movies we can watch now are franchises and superhero films.
That's pretty true.
So
yeah.
Congratulations, George Lucas, for effing art. Nothing wrong with that. Also, coincidentally, in 1983, Return of the Jedi was released. So, this is a big day for the Star Wars world.
When Star Wars came out, in typical Kevin fashion, I said, I don't want to see that. That looks stupid. Cut to a year later, it was at a tiny little theater by my house. I was like, all right, everybody seems to be saying
this
it's pretty good.
Dumb movie.
But of course, it was great.
Yeah, of course. Remember back in the day when a movie could be in theaters for a year?
Yes.
Crazy, right?
You could catch it any time. Now, if you don't see it in the first 3 weeks, boom, you miss it. You're watching it at home.
The big ones.
Yes.
The smaller ones, you get like one week and that's it.
I saw Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales last
night. Oh, how is it?
Oh,
fantastic.
I'm It's just great. I mean, I'm a fan of the franchise. I guess if you're not, then maybe you wouldn't enjoy it as much. But it's as good as any of them, I think. And it ties up a lot of the original storyline from the first film and stuff. So it's really just enormously fun and really well executed. I just had a blast last night. So just a little heads up for while we're talking about big movies. While we're also talking about big movies, it's open.
It's open, everyone.
Disney CEO Bob Iger and James Cameron were on hand to officially cut the ribbon yesterday at Pandora, World of Avatar, at Walt Disney World in Florida. The theme park officially opens this weekend. The Pandora part is a new 3D ride called Avatar Flight of Passage, where you ride through the bioluminescent forest called the Navi River Journey, and there's so much more. So if you're a fan of Avatar, you'll be happy to know that some 47 years later, they put some rides at Disney World for you to enjoy.
If you remember that movie at all.
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah. For and being again, as big a movie as it was, it seemed to have just dropped off the face of the planet. Like, nobody still talks about that movie.
You'll see Avatar Con or whatever, you know. Like people dressing up still as the Na'avi.
And by the way, the biggest box office hit of all time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Huge movie, now no one cares.
Yeah. I don't know how there's an audience for three or four or whatever it is sequels that are being planned. It's crazy.
We'll have to wait and see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ian McKellen, 78. Oh, he's the best.
The best.
He is the best.
Frank Oz is 73. He's good.
Also the best.
Right?
Waka waka. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't get her started. It's not fair to Allie to do that.
I mean, it's a huge day for me
hand
today.
Hand check.
Her
hands are up
here. Okay. They are. I don't need my hands for that.
Mike Myers is 54 years old. I don't even know what that means either. Anne Heche turns 48. Octavia Spencer is 47. Jamie Kennedy is 47 years old today. Philly boy Jamie Kennedy, by the way.
That's great.
You might want to know. Hmm.
I know, Ralph's fun fact.
I know, Kevin, you like to be kept up to date when one of the celebrities is from Philadelphia. So I just
do love that
one.
Information because it's helpful.
Molly Sims is 44. Roman Reigns, the wrestler, is 32.
Oh. Boo.
Come on, Roman Reigns.
Boo.
He's the best. Everyone loves him.
No one loves him.
And, Allie, who's your pal from Peaky Blinders, Cillian Murphy?
Yes. Today's the best day ever.
Okay.
Because it's 5-6 Christmas.
Star Wars. And Cillian Murphy. Oh, my God.
Rattle back.
Yes. Everyone, how good is today?
Someone take a picture of her aura. I want to see what color it is right now. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Jim Rome on sports. Dr. Drew on the program today. Chris Hardwick talking about tonight's Red Nose Day on NBC and a new round of Who's the Dick? It's been a while since we played that one, right?
Yep.
Coming up on K-Rock first, though. Kevin, I'm sure you've seen this already. You still subscribe to the Journal of Neuropsychiatric and Clinical Neurosciences magazine.
The Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences. Yes, Bean. And I do get that. It's a biweekly.
I don't read that, but I was I'm fascinated by the brain. And every once in a while, we'll bring you a story about somebody who gets like that lady in Texas who got in a car accident and then started speaking with a British accent.
Oh, or I even, want that so bad.
Yeah, I always sort of. I don't know why. I just doubt that. I just do.
Really?
I don't. It just doesn't make any sense.
The brain is so amazing.
Yeah. It's mysterious. Yeah, and another one of my favorites. And this happens a couple times a year. You see somebody who has a brain event, a stroke or something, and then they end up speaking a language that they never spoke before. Like they come out of a coma and they're speaking Spanish when they never knew Spanish when they went in.
I mean, want that too.
I want that one as well. Yeah. Well, this is a new one on me. This is called Weitzelsucht. It's a German word. Weitzelsucht.
Oh, I'm sure it's a German word.
It means joke. Addiction, you guys.
Huh?
Joke
you
addiction.
You pathologically come up with puns or jokes. There are two examples in the piece. One is a 69-year-old man who would wake his wife up in the middle of the night to tell her jokes.
Oh hell no.
Right? When she complained, he wrote them down instead. He ended up writing over 50 pages of puns and poop jokes that he later shared with the researchers.
Is his name Omar Khan?
It is not, no. He had had a brain hemorrhage that changed his behavior, and one of the side effects was that he could not stop telling jokes.
Wow.
It's weird. On a multiple choice test in the lab, he could identify the punchlines of jokes but didn't laugh or find them funny. But his own jokes, he could not stop laughing at. He thought they were hilarious.
Bean.
That guy's name is Bean.
He's cute.
And then the other case, there's a guy who's 57 years old who had dementia, and he would frequently break out in laughter, almost cackling at his own comments, opinions, or jokes, many of which were borderline sexual or political in content, but he could not stop himself.
Was his name Bean?
Isn't this bizarre?
I've never heard of this.
I haven't either.
I haven't either. Well, we asked Dave if there's anyone we could talk to. Unfortunately, we could not get any of the UCLA brain searchers involved in this, researchers involved in this. But we did get, apparently we do have a man. Do I read this correctly? We have a man who is afflicted with this,
yes.
with this
yeah,
disease?
Yeah.
This is Brian Sorrell, who joins us. He has joke addiction, and he's on K-Rock right now. Hey, Mr. Sorrell, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, how you guys doing? How's it going? Yeah, that's right. I got Vitzel sucked. I just sucked my Vitzel.
Right.
Would you have your own drum roll, rim shot?
Drum, maybe drum kit?
Rim shot, I think.
Yeah.
Is what I was going
drum
for.
Drum roll, rim shot, rip, rip, rip.
Right?
You guys are funnier than I am.
So, Brian, how did this start for you? Was it an accident or a stroke or what?
Yeah, I fell and hit my head. I was on a ladder, and I was changing a light bulb. Hey, how many pull-ups does it take to change a light bulb?
All right. Oh. We don't really do Polish. They don't tell those kind of jokes
so
anymore.
So I went
right.
to the doctor, and I said, Doctor, I fell on my head. What's the prognosis? And he said, well, you've got Vitzel sucked. And I said, really? I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly, too. Right? Right.
Oh, Brian.
Right. Brian, are you the guy that woke up your wife in the middle of the night?
No, that guy's dead.
Okay. All right, good. So do you try
to... read the story a little bit deeper, you would have found out both of the guys in the story were dead by the time the story was written.
Right. Do you try
That's
to stop...
hilarious.
No, the question, Brian, was do you try actively to not tell jokes, but you just can't?
Hey, why would I not tell jokes? I'm hilarious. I was walking down the street the other day, and I said to a lady, hey, lady, what do you want? And she said, want... Right?
I don't. Was that a joke?
What do you want? And she said, want.
Right! You tell her better than I do.
So has this impacted your ability to have relationships or to keep a job or anything like that because you're just too unpredictable, Brian?
I am too unpredictable. I've got two things in my pants. I'm unpredictable.
Okay.
Brian, these aren't funny.
What?
You can't just
That's what
keep...
the lady said.
By the way, still thinking about how amazing Imagine Dragons was Saturday at the Weenie Room.
Yeah, they were great.
What a performer that Dan is, lead singer for that band. He's unbelievable.
And he got all choked up.
They need more drummers, though.
They do have some big drums, don't they? He did, Allie. He seemed genuinely moved to be there, which you don't expect because they play big sold-out concerts, much bigger than that, all the time.
Yeah, but I think it was he had just had twins, and then he was feeling this gratitude and everything. It was just a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment, for sure. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday. We got tickets for the K-Rock advance screening of Wonder Woman coming up next hour here on K-Rock. And don't forget, keep listening for your Disneyland Resort tickets as well. There are a lot of things I know nothing about, and this is one of them. But Allie revealed to us yesterday off the air that she has had her aura photographed, and I don't even know what that is or where to begin understanding how that works.
You don't know anything about it because scam.
How dare
is it?
You?
That's why.
How dare you?
I mean, please inform me, Allie. How did it happen?
Bean, you know when you meet someone and you can immediately sense something about them, like, ooh, something's off with this person.
Hold on. Just use your imagination, Bean, if you meet someone. Okay, go ahead.
Very good point. But you know when you meet someone and you think, oh, I'm really drawn to this person. They've got a really good energy. Or you think, ugh. I do not like that.
Haven't even interacted with them.
Exactly.
Some kind of vibe.
That's your vibe, your energy, your aura. It's like this just what you're giving off.
And you can take pictures of this, can you?
Some think you can. Here's the thing.
Are some you?
Possibly. Here's the thing. I went to a party and they had tarot card readers, psychics. You can get read by the psychic. And then they had this separate part where there was this portable aura reading setup.
Now, you believe in psychics?
I believe people do have some ability. I think there's a lot of scammers out there.
But there are some real ones.
feel that some people really can sense things, okay. for sure.
All right.
I'm open to it all.
All right.
How do you feel about the people who read your palms?
I think it all goes all with...
You sort of believe that there are a few real ones and then mostly scams.
And I think people can read you as a person. I think some people are open, some people are very
closed
off. I'm
not much of a read, I know that.
Okay.
But I'm more of a pamphlet than a book.
Okay. Well, this party, let's be honest. I went for the drinks and my friends. But then I was like, this is fun. Let's do the aura reading. So you go over and you...
Reading or picture?
No, you put your hand... It's a picture.
Okay.
So you put your hands, at least this one. It was like these silver boxes. You put your hands on it and then you don't even like see a flash, anything, a click. And then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, the person's like, oh... Interesting.
They always start that way, don't they? Because then they get sucked in.
Exactly. Right. I'm like, do tell. What's happening? So then your picture comes out, and sometimes you can see your face really clearly. My friend, you could see her perfectly with the colors around her.
Okay.
I was more muted. Like, you could barely really make out that it was me, but my color.
And what does that
mean? Well, it means that my aura is really strong, Kevin. Thanks for asking.
So your
is that
aura good or, is that good or bad? Is literally aura. Making it so that the features of your face can't be sharp.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But the different colors mean all different things. I was a very strong violet. And you may be saying, Allie, what does that mean? Well, thank you for asking.
What's a very strong violet?
It means I am one of the most sensitive of all the auras. I feel. I take things in.
That's really true,
absolutely,
by the way.
Absolutely.
Right, but it's also something that you're not able to hide much. So it would be pretty easy read. That's a pretty easy read.
But not to a camera, Kevin.
No. And my friend was red, and then another friend was yellow.
What does red mean? What does yellow mean?
Well, you're going to make me have to scroll up because I don't remember.
I'm just saying.
I had some cocktails. Red is in a positive light. It's a healthy ego.
Okay.
But then it goes through all these things from, oh, it's a dense color, attracts, repels. And in negative light, that person gives away a lot of anger, unforgivingness, anxiety, and nervousness.
Now, I'm assuming, because I believe it's a scam, that it never goes negative. It never does.
Well, no, they give you pros and cons and how to
And each one.
Yeah.
So there's no way that they can fail.
Let me throw
this out there just real quick. If anyone would like to back up the crazy, if you've got experience with the aura photography, we'd love to hear from you. Either text or call at 1-800-520-1067. If you've played this party trick like Allie did, there are a million filters and a million kinds of different photo apps right now where you can take a picture with all sorts of crazy colors on you
How
or around
dare you. Sure. Suggest this is that being...
I'm just asking if there's some sort of maybe, you know, camera photo manipulation going on here to make everybody come out with a crazy color photo.
Of course
is that possible?
Is. Absolutely.
Did you also have a dog's tongue come out of your mouth and go back in?
And you're wearing
and
a flower crown?
Different. It was so weird.
And your face was distorted?
Oh, dear. Listen, do I put full credence into this? Do I think, oh, my God, they were so right about me and I'm going to live my life in a different way? No. It was something fun to do. Mm-hmm. But if it gives you a little insight into yourself that you never really thought of,
great. Okay, but let me just ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Were you unaware that you're very sensitive?
That I was sensitive? Very sensitive and took a lot of people's things on.
Right.
No, that
you
was not shocking to me.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So they didn't tell you something you didn't know.
But it had to do with different glands. Then they go into different glands and pituitary and like all these different things. Don't play it. Don't play it.
Oh, your glands are looking extra good today, Alex.
Got some glands.
Wow.
Woo! it was all fun and games, and it was just interesting. But can I see people, like, I know that they have shops that do this. People paid some hefty prices to do this. It's a bit crazy, but it's just fun.
And it's been around for decades, right?
Oh, for sure.
By the way, the one thing I did see when you start searching for aura facts on the internet is that Gwyneth Paltrow is a huge supporter of them.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So discounted entirely?
Apparently they've covered it in Goop. Is that maybe getting your aura red is something you need to do?
All right. I'm out.
Now how do you feel about it?
I'm out.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean show at 6:52. What happened?
Oh, wow.
Did you forget what Kevin and Bean do?
What do you think happened there?
You're the one who said it. How are we supposed to know?
Huh. By the way, I told Allie yesterday, but I'm going to tell you guys today. I was going through some audio yesterday, and I came across a previously undiscovered moment with Kevin that may be one of my favorites ever.
How's that possible? We have a million.
I know.
You are like the Beatles, okay? You have not only a rich history and everyone loves your best work, but the vaults are filled with undiscovered gems that people are just clamoring for.
I mean, I don't know how much they're clamoring.
The appetite never ends for more Kevin.
Yeah. I will take a Kevin outtake over someone else's intentional almost every day of the week.
Right.
So anyway, I'll debut that for you tomorrow morning. I'm very excited to share it with you. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
You're such a tease.
That is a tease.
I know.
You guys give that and then we get nothing?
Well, I edited it. It's in the show open tomorrow. And then we can continue to enjoy it for years afterwards after you guys hear it.
You're the worst.
Really looking forward to that.
Hey, people. You know what I'm looking forward to? May 30th.
That is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep, it is. It's also the premiere of the second season of Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Yay! The Pope family returns.
I feel like those kids that are saying yay should not be
the
watching
Cody
this.
Cody family, brother.
This TV show.
Oh, the kids love Animal Kingdom.
Shouldn't be watching
this.
It's
about this
a kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jay is like the kid who,
right?
Who has to go into that family, has to hang out with his family, the Codys, and to find what the family business is.
Poor Jay.
Monkey business, right? That's what they're up to. Ellen Barkin, of course, plays Smurf.
Yeah.
The matriarch of the criminal Cody family. And it's so good. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch the whole first season. Because Tuesday, the second season debuts. And I can't wait. And to celebrate, TNT is helping us give away a $100 American Express gift card.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a little trivia question. If you're a fan of Animal Kingdom, then you're going to win this $100
from
TNT and Animal Kingdom.
Don't answer.
Animal Kingdom?
Yep.
Love it. Need it. Can't get enough of it.
I'm going to say yes.
That is all true.
Oh.
However, a lot of people don't know is that the series is based on a motion picture of the same name from 2010. If you can tell us what country that movie came from. What country did the feature film Animal Kingdom come from in 2010 that led to this TV American TV version of that same story about the Cody family? Give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First caller through with the correct answer will get the $100 gift card from American Express. Thanks to TNT and Animal Kingdom. Pardon my voice. preparing the theme song for our game in the other room.
And is that right?
It's a bad choice early in the morning to be doing what I just did to my voice. So I apologize. How much would you spend on a bag of moon dust? How much would you like to have a bag with some moon dust in it?
Very much.
Ugh.
Very much.
How do you know it's from the moon?
That's my question.
Here, let me tell you a little story.
It's just dust.
Let me tell you a little story about a woman in Illinois who went to an auction house, and they said, "We've got a space bag. Would you like to buy our space bag? It's going up for auction." It's a bag from Neil Armstrong's bag from space, from the Apollo 11 mission, and he put rocks in it, and then they brought it back, and they took the rocks out, but the bag is still here, and it's still got moon dust in it.
Huh.
And she said, "I would be interested," and they said, "Okay, $995, sold."
Oh, wow.
She won it at auction for $995. And then she goes to NASA. She goes to the Johnson Space Center, and she says, "Can you authenticate this? They said this was a NASA bag, but I don't buy it. Can you tell me if this is real?" And they went, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of ours."
What?
"How did you get that?" She's like, "I bought it at an auction." And I said, "Oh, no, no, no. We're going to have to take that back
from
you."
They took it from her?
Well, they took it from her, but then she filed a lawsuit saying, "Hey, douchebags." Because NASA's the worst, right? Let's face it. It's the worst.
Well, I think they do believe that they own everything that comes back from the moon. It's government property. It's not allowed to be in private hands. I think that's their policy.
Well, it's not, because the judge said, no, it's the woman's.
Is that right?
She paid cash
for
it.
Good for her.
It's her bag. And so now she's putting it back up for auction.
And NASA can buy it back if they want?
It is a rare piece of history. You can own one of the bags that Neil Armstrong collected moon rocks in during the first moonwalk by mankind.
Wow.
That's got to be millions, Ralph.
I didn't see that answer coming.
So for her $995 investment, What do you think they're speculating the final auction price will be for this relic?
$3 million.
$4 million.
Wow!
That's what they're expecting it to go for.
It's a pretty good investment.
It's a pretty good investment, right? I would like to buy some moon bags, please.
Wow.
So, that's good for that lady.
Wow.
Space. Space is a place where you can make money. Who knew?
That's the final frontier.
Thanks. Just remember, every time you look up at the moon, I, too, will be looking at a moon. Not the same moon, obviously. That's impossible.
Right.
True.
Speaking of space, today's anniversary, of course, a big one for fans of this particular franchise. Back in 1977, a little movie came out on this day, and it was called Star Wars. Star Wars.
Remember Star Wars? Yeah, I remember.
To celebrate,
Ralph's having a lightsaber battle with his mouth.
Vanity Fair magazine yesterday unveiled four different covers, celebrating Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Have you seen these photos by Annie Leibovitz?
I
saw the one of Rey and Luke. That was cool.
Oh, did you see Carrie Fisher?
I saw the Carrie Fisher.
Oh, I saw Carrie Fisher too. Gets her own.
Amazing. That was amazing.
Her own cover that'll be on Vanity Fair magazine. Also, there's another picture of Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill snuggled up together. That is very touching. So, four different covers, collectible covers, will be released this month as Vanity Fair celebrates the upcoming Star Wars: The Last Jedi feature film. So, fans, get out there and grab those covers. And they will likely be worth as much as a bag of moon dust someday.
Hey, Ali. Seeing how much you love Star Wars, I was just curious. Mind if I put my lightsaber in your dark side? What do you think? Dark side? You know. Hey, all right, all right.
Does he mean butt?
No.
Okay.
No, he would have said exhaust port. He meant butt. What'd you get with the lingo, Ali? I don't know Star Wars. Oh, all right, I'll get it. Hello? Somebody's calling. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. What you calling for?
I called for the trivia question.
Oh, about an animal kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's based on a feature film from another country. What country did that film come from in 2010?
Australia.
Australia is absolutely correct.
Nicely done.
You know who played Smurf in the movie?
No, I don't.
An actress named Jackie Weaver, who you may know from Blunt Talk with Patrick Stewart. She played the woman who was his friend on that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Actually, an Australian actress. She's very talented. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it. Congratulations, cool. Rita. We're going to give you that $100 gift card from American Express. Thanks to TNT.
Oh, thank you.
And Animal Kingdom. Hold on. We'll give you all the details. Yeah. Have you seen the movie, Al? Have you seen American?
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Show is.
I like the series
better.
Yeah, I like the series better. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ian McKellen is 78 years old today. Speaking of Star Wars, Frank Oz, puppeteer, and of course, Yoda.
Do you need me to do it?
Yeah, I need your Yoda because it's uncanny how good it is.
This is why you fail.
Which isn't even the right words, but let's stick with it.
Yeah, because, you know, Star Wars fans are really forgiving when it comes to misquoting their favorite movies.
But
that's true. They're all cool with
it. 73 years old today. Mike Myers is 54. Anne Heche is 48. Octavia Spencer turns 47, as does actor James Kennedy. Molly Sims is 44. Killian Murphy's 41. And Allie's favorite wrestler, Roman Reigns, celebrates his 37th birthday.
Don't tweet me.
She's got the T-shirt on. She's got a poster.
It's her personal hero.
She's got his photos in her locker.
It's true.
When she opens up her locker, it's nothing but pictures of Roman Reigns and stuff.
Got a tattoo of him on her butt, I heard.
This is not true.
Big heart drawn around
his... I need you both to stop.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is one of the most anticipated films of the summer of 2017, talking about Wonder Woman. And you get to see it a couple days before it opens at the K-Rock screening at the ArcLight Hollywood. In about 20 minutes, we'll give you those tickets. Also, a new feature called Who's the Dick? It's been a long time since we've done Who's the Dick.
Yeah, it has. It's just been a long time since you've mingled with the public.
How dare you? First, though, our president he's been out of the country for a while now. This is a long trip with a lot of moving parts, a lot of countries. And so far, I feel like he is being fairly well received around the world.
Seems like it. He did visit the Vatican. And the Pope wasn't overjoyed.
Well, the Pope did not show joy on his face.
Right.
when he met the president. But a lot of people are talking about it, about the short pieces of a video and photographs that came out. Do we have a little audio of the interaction between the Pope and the president?
What do you give him to eat?
So what do you give him to eat?
Now, was the Pope making a fat joke about the president? Like, why is he such a big boy? Was that what's happening?
In a perfect world.
What was your interpretation of that? Was he being fat shamed?
It seemed a little odd to ask Donald Trump's wife, like, what are you feeding the dude? That's what it came off as to me.
It never occurred to me. There's no way the Pope would make a fat joke.
But why would he ask what is he eating?
That's the type of thing you say when you've got like a fat kid or a fat dog or something. You're like, oh, what are you feeding him? You
know? No, I just assumed it was small talk, but who knows?
But why would he ask, what are you feeding your husband?
I don't know. Just to have something to say to her.
Well, he did bring up a Slovenian dessert. Like, maybe he meant, oh, do you give him, you know, desserts from your native land? But instead it came off, what are you feeding him?
Yeah. So anyway, we wanted to find out more about that because there were no notes released. The president said they had a great talk and he won't forget what they discussed. It was 28 minutes behind closed doors. What was that like? So I believe we have number 45, President Donald J. Trump, back on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. How are you, Mr. President?
I am amazing. I am just the best. That's all.
Are you having a great time being away from home?
I love not America.
What? I thought it was America First, sir.
But I had no idea that, first of all, you may not know this, and who could know? Who could know this? It's impossible to know, but there are other countries that aren't America.
Yes, there are hundreds of them. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Kids are taught that in grade school.
You have to go someplace to get there.
Right.
Which is really, really exhausting.
Okay. But
it's not America is great. There's a lot of not America places that turn out to be really nice.
I see.
Good. I'm loving this Italy place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're in Italy still, right?
I am in Italy, and we are just enjoying it so much. First of all, the food. Really, really amazing food.
Italy is famous for their food.
I went to Pizza Hut in Rome. It was amazing.
Why would you go to Pizza Hut in Rome?
Went to Sbarro.
You don't want to
go to... Amazing. They're right. The food in Italy is amazing.
Those are chain restaurants,
SpaghettiOs.
Though.
I had some SpaghettiOs for lunch.
Okay.
And then we have a reservation at Olive Garden for dinner. And
okay. They have...
Unlimited breadsticks.
Right, but there's authentic Italian food there.
Very, very, very bigly amount of breadsticks.
Have some actual Italians make you food is what our recommendation
is. And this Pope, I got to tell you, he is something.
Yeah, tell me about the meeting.
He is he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought he was Catholic. I may be mistaken. I don't know.
No, he is. He is.
He's the
head.
Catholic.
Very Catholic.
He's the head of the Catholic Church.
I met him, and he was wearing the Jew hat. I don't know what that's all about.
That's not a yarmulke.
Yeah, it's not.
It looks the same to me, okay? Who can tell? Who can tell the difference between one and the other?
I mean, nobody. Anyone.
All
nobody
people.
Nobody can tell.
Okay.
So I met the Pope in his Jew hat, and he said to me, first of all, welcome,
uh-huh,
Mr. President. And I thought that was great.
Well, that's appropriate.
Because he said welcome?
Yeah, he said hello. Well,
of course he would.
And he gave me a medal with an olive tree.
Right.
Which looks, frankly, cheap, I got to say.
No. Oh. It's a very nice gesture. He's reminding you of peace.
It's not gold. It doesn't seem to be gold at all. It doesn't seem to be platinum.
Right.
I don't know what metal it is, but it does not look like it came from Tiffany's, okay?
I mean the Pope,
and I mean the store, not my uglier daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
But it says it's supposed to be about peace or something.
Right. It's about peace, yes.
Whatever. Sit down, Pope.
Don't say that to the Pope.
How about, I gave him first edition Martin Luther King books, okay?
Yes, you did.
Really, really valuable stuff.
It's a very nice, very thoughtful gift.
Very high-end, expensive books.
I'm guessing he doesn't care about expensive, though.
It resale value, top dollar on the resale value.
I'm guessing he's not going to sell it.
Yeah.
And I got a medal, looks like something from, like, the Dumb Olympics. Okay?
Oh, come on.
So then he gives me books. Books on capitalism. Got it. Thank you. Wrote the book. Don't need your book. Okay.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Yes, his papers on the environment that he signed for
you.
I thought that was very thoughtful.
Thank you for the book on a hoax. Thank you. Give me a book on Bigfoot.
Oh man.
He's saying protect the environment. It's the only world we've got.
And Family Challenges was the third book he gave me. Family Challenges.
Which you seem to have a lot of.
I don't have any family challenges.
Why won't your wife...
Wrong. All my family has jobs now, thanks to me. Okay?
That is true.
Why won't you... again for the ugly one, Tiffany, but everyone else has a job in my administration.
Why won't your wife hold your hand?
My wife loves my hand.
She does, okay.
She can't get enough of it. Which, by the way, huge hands. Really, okay, really big hands.
They look
hands.
Small yeah. to us.
They're massive yes, hands.
They're tidy fingers. Everybody knows that.
But she didn't want to take my hand.
Yeah, why?
Because I had still had Sbarro all over it. It had some tomato sauce, and she was a little bit freaked out. By
I
that.
See. Okay.
So you had a great visit with the Pope, but you're not going to reveal any more.
Still having a great visit with the Pope.
There with the Pope.
What do you mean still?
I'm hanging out with the Pope.
Is the Pope? The Pope's there in the room with you?
We are BFFs now.
Oh,
we're hanging out.
Can we talk to the Pope?
Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Oh Popey. My God.
Oh, Popey. Yeah, I think I'm...
Popey?
Not Popey.
That's uncool,
Don't
Mr.
go
President.
With Popey.
Go ahead. Take it.
Oh, this is a thrill. We didn't had no idea.
Hello.
Pope Francis.
Yes.
Thank you so much for saying hello. It's Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock Radio, Los Angeles. How are you, Your Holiness?
Everything is wonderful. Help me. Help me.
What?
Did you say help me?
He won't leave.
Oh, no.
Everything is wonderful. We're having a great time. It's hi, Donald. Yes. Oh my God, it's so boring.
You guys are done. I thought you had your meeting yesterday.
I thought we were due, but he won't leave.
Oh, he's just hanging out there in the Vatican?
Oh, he's so fat, too. Have you seen how fat he is? What is she feeding him?
Right. Well, that's what you asked.
Oh
yeah.
My God, he's like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
Oh my, what, God bless you, America. You're going to need it.
Oh no.
Oh,
he's a terrifying fat man.
Oh, no.
You're in big trouble. Okay. Anybody want to buy some Martin Luther King books?
I'm saying that we are fair jurists, that we can listen to the evidence that's presented.
Yes.
And we can make our decision.
Right. What are you
basing that
You're
on?
Fair and balanced.
What are you basing
Much like
that
Fox
on?
News.
I am basing that on my imagination, Bean.
I am O.J. Simpson just trying to get a jury that will listen to the evidence. Oh,
right.
Wait a minute. I don't want the evidence to be
all say, all so you are a murderer?
Bad example.
Completely guilty.
A bad example. Look, here's the thing.
Tickets for Wonder Woman next, by the way. But first, Bean got yelled at 3 times in a week.
No way.
I did.
And that's from... strangers, though, not counting us.
Yeah, well, of course not.
That would have been hundreds.
You can't count
you know,
that.
Right. Now that I do the math in my head, I think it was over 3 days last week.
Three?
Oh, I think it was over 3 days.
No. Three different people in 3 days yelled at you.
Yes, it's time for Who's the Dick?
Look, I'm just out there trying to make
the
my
way. The answer is B.
You don't know yet, man.
Right.
I'm just out there trying to make my way in the world, and you know me. I'm nice to everybody.
Right.
So it's a surprise to me when a perfect stranger all of a sudden starts screaming at me, and I'm going to tell you that I don't think – I think I get halvesies on one of these, but the other two I think I was a complete innocent victim.
All right, Ralph, let me ask you this question.
Yes,
how long
Kevin.
Has it been since you've been yelled at by a stranger?
Once. Yelled at by a stranger?
Once. Because I can't think.
I can't remember.
Same.
It ever happening.
Allie?
Same.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 times in 3 days.
Seriously,
I can't remember any stranger ever yelling at me.
Same.
I got
flipped off in traffic.
I was going to say, how about when you're driving? Inadvertently, you make a boo-boo
and
on
I
the road.
And I deserved it. I deserved that. And I don't use the word boo-boo, but I deserved it.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember the last
three
time.
Times in 3 days. Let's hear the first one.
All right. So the first one, I'm visiting Seattle right now. I'm here for a few weeks before I head back to New Orleans this weekend, in fact. So I'm in Seattle, and I'm having lunch with a friend at a restaurant. It's a Jerry's Deli-type restaurant with many, many items on the menu, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I sit down. The waitress comes up to me, and she says, "What do you have?" And I say, "I'll have the Mexican omelet." And she says, "You don't want to get that. That is literally the worst thing on the menu."
Isn't it fantastic when waiters and waitresses do that?
I love servers like that.
I do too.
When they
I love
take
it.
Take the bullet.
Right. Yeah, just give you a heads up.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst thing on the menu. So I said, thanks, but it's really what I'm in the mood for. I just, the Mexican omelet sounds like something I would like. And she says, "Don't come in here if you're going to ask for something terrible."
Wow.
You're going to waste your opportunity to be here at this restaurant and order something that sucks?
Wow.
I swear to God.
A rough day. Wow.
She blew up at me.
Wow.
And I was shocked. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but I promise you don't have to eat it. Oh. I said. So I had the Mexican omelet, and when she came back, she gave such a stink face every time she came. How's your food, sir? And I had to be honest with her, it really wasn't very good.
See, that's why you're a dick.
It was a it was actually a pretty good advice from her to not get the Mexican omelet.
Do you think a woman who works in the establishment and has to serve the food all day long may know whether you should order a meal or not?
24 years she worked there, Ralph.
I'm going to who's the dick?
I'm definitely not a dick in this case.
I'm going to say Bean is able to order whatever he wants, and right. if she gives him a warning, which is really nice of her, and mm-hmm. he still orders it, that's on Bean.
But so she yelled at me.
So she shouldn't yell.
She should. How many times in her career of 24 years, Kevin, do you ever think she's gone to a patron and said, you know what?
None.
Don't order that. It is right. the worst thing on the menu. How many times do you think the person said, no, I'm still going to get it.
Right.
I'm just going to be a douchebag and just power ahead.
Right. But I sort of think that in that case, she laughs to herself and says, okay.
Maybe she cares. Maybe she cares.
I'm saying
no one cares that much about some idiot at the table. She's the dick in that. She's for sure.
All right. All right. So that one's not on me. Okay.
All right. One.
All right. So I am not the dick.
One.
All right.
Day.
One.
So then a couple days later, I get on a little.
By the way, hold on just a second. She's a dick if the story was told accurately.
True. Very true.
I'd like to hear it from her before I rule.
Yeah. That was Who knows what his response was to her when she made that suggestion.
Okay, back to you. I'm being honest here. I'm putting myself out there.
Day two.
So a couple days later, I get on a little...
The next day.
An aeroplane.
Yeah.
And I fly to Los Angeles.
Right.
For the weenie roast. Mm-hmm. So I take the shuttle from the airport out to the rental car place. And as we get to the rental car place where you get out to get into your car, I grab my luggage, my piece of carry-on baggage, and I walk out the shuttle bus. And I hear a voice from behind me who says, hey, you got my luggage. And I look down.
You grabbed the wrong bag.
And sure enough, I had grabbed the wrong bag.
Oh, no.
There were only a few people on the thing, and there were two pieces of luggage next to each other about the same size and the same color. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed the wrong one, thinking it was the one that was right in front of me. It wasn't. So I looked down, and I said, sure enough, I said, I'm so sorry. They just look so much alike. And as he grabbed the bag away from me, he said, they look nothing alike. He screamed at me. They look nothing alike.
I'd have to see photos of the bags before I pass judgment on this one.
I don't know.
I'm not saying they were identical, but they were the same shape and size and color.
I feel like if I'm on that shuttle bus and somebody takes my luggage,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
I think I'm all right to yell at them.
But I wasn't.
And I feel like I would.
I wasn't.
Because they just took my bag right in front of me.
I wasn't making a run for it or anything like that. As soon as he pointed out that I had picked up the wrong bag, I said, oh, sure enough, I sure did. I'm really sorry. They look so much alike. I was explaining to him why I did it. It wasn't intentional. It was an honest mistake because the bags looked alike.
The dick.
But I was stunned that he then screamed at me, no, they don't look alike, because at this point, there's no real reason to have an argument about it. Can't he accept my explanation that I made a mistake because the bags looked similar?
You should have run.
Am I?
I mean,
I didn't, want his luggage.
That would have been the funny thing to do.
So am I a dick here? I don't think so. I don't think
either of you are dicks in this.
I'm halvesies.
I'm calling
this
a wash.
So you're halvesies as well?
Yeah, this is a wash.
So one of them is D.I. and the other is C.K.?
Yes.
What do you think, Ralph?
Why is he argumentative with me about whether the bags look alike to him?
After you already agreed that you had the wrong bags. So.
Yes.
He might be more dickish than
I wasn't fighting back or anything. It was my mistake, and I admitted it up front.
But it's such a preponderance of dumbass on Bean's part for picking up the wrong bag.
Yeah.
So he deserved at least a tongue lashing.
Some scorn.
So 50-50? Or?
Yeah, 50-50.
All right. Okay. All right, and finally, we're almost out of time here. By the way, let's give away the Wonder Woman tickets if you want to get them. You can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. KROQ Advanced Screening to see Wonder Woman May 31st at the ArcLight. All right, I'll tell this one real fast because we're almost out of time. So I go to Target when I'm in L.A., so this would have been the next day, okay?
You're unbelievable.
So I go to the Target store, the one that's in the Beverly Connection.
Right.
Right on La Cienega. And that has got a parking lot that you have to, you know, your parking garage that you got to go in. And I don't know if you guys have been there lately, but all of the spaces are compact cars only.
Yeah, right. They're very
all
small.
Of them. Very small. Yeah. They cram as many people into that thing as they can.
Right.
So I pull up into one of those spaces, and I'm driving a little Ford, not a big car at all, but I drive one of those spaces, and both of the cars on either side of me are big cars. I think one of them was an SUV, and the other one was just a big, big car. So I'm not going to lie when I tell you that it's tight. The space that I got into, which was the first space that I could find, is pretty tight.
Did you have to crawl out the window?
No. Okay. I didn't. But, I mean, I was well within the lines in my space, okay? But it was tight. I'll grant you that. Before I could even attempt to open my door to get out of the car, the guy who was in the car who had just parked in the space to my left opens up his door, gets up and screams at me over the top of his car, "If you open your door and chip the paint on my car, I'm going to effing call the police right now."
Oh.
Before I've even gotten out of my car. I haven't even opened the door yet.
Right, but you're so close to his car already, that's probably a good concern,
right? He's
you haven't
concerned.
Done it yet.
I haven't done it. He's concerned that I'm going to chip the paint on his car, which, by the way, I wasn't going to and didn't and was able to open the door and not touch his car and squeeze out.
Yeah, but you forced yourself into a really tight space that he saw that. He saw you just, you're forcing your car into a space that barely holds a car.
Into a legal space with room on both sides within the white lines.
Yes, but how much room on both sides? If it's not enough, then you go find another spot.
What's the argument for whether it's enough or not? I was able to open the car door without touching his car. To me, that says I had enough space. He was worried that I was going to ding his car. Yes. Understandable. Look, yell at me if I ding his car. Don't scream at me before I've even opened the door. I'm saying 100% he's the dick.
He's pretty aggressive.
Do you get the sense that all these stories of the bean may be misjudging people's tone in terms of what they, how they're saying it and how it comes off?
Some
of these people could have said, "Hey, don't ding my car." And Bean's like, "He was yelling at me, and then there were fireworks, and he shot a flare gun."
And he's rolling around on the ground, kicking his feet.
He may be misreading the social dynamic a little bit.
He really did scream at me, and he really did say he was going to effing call the police, too, which I was shocked by. That one, more than the other ones, really shocked me.
I mean,
because I hadn't done anything.
If it happened like that, he's the dick.
Yeah, if.
But I think we're all questioning you a little
right?
bit, Bean.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit.
It's a big, big dose of Bean in this story.
In all three.
Right?
What? I mean, I think that's on him.
You guys had.
It's on who? I have the song ready to go, but I don't feel like.
Yeah, I think he got away with it.
I skated on this one. I'm just saying people are mean.
Bean was 2.5 correct out of 3. If he was telling us accurately what happened.
Ralph's still not buying it. I can see the look at his face.
I'm going to need to see more evidence.
Okay. Tickets for Wonder Woman. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Seriously.
What is happening?
Why can't you? It's just your name and his name and show.
It's twice today, Kevin.
You've done it a long time.
Kevin Bean Show. Just say it that way?
Just say that.
Just get that out?
Yes.
All right.
June 2nd in theaters everywhere is a little movie starring the beautiful Gal Gadot. Chris Pine as Gal well, Gadot. Directed by Patty Jenkins. Talking about a film that shares a name with this game where you can win tickets to see it May 31st at the Arclight Hollywood. It's called Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. You want to see her brand new movie and the wonders she can do. She's played by Gal Gadot, and she is smoking hot, but she is strong and fearless too.
All right, how does this
Wonder
game
do? Woman. Oh. Wonder Woman.
All right, contestants are on the line.
I've got your movie tickets, and we're sure you want to go.
So we're going to ask.
Before we let you in, you've got to play and win. You've got to show us. You know.
Go.
Now? Hey, Ralph Grumman, contestants are on the line. What do they need?
Wonder Woman.
We're going to be asking trivia questions about Wonder Woman, the character.
Wonder Woman.
her history, other incarnations in pop culture. Anything Wonder Woman is up for grabs as we ask these trivia questions. If you answer, you will automatically get a pair of passes to our advanced screening of Wonder Woman next Wednesday.
All right. Who's up first?
James in Santa Clarita. Hi there. Hello, James.
Hello. James.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Before Wonder Woman was rebooted in the comics and given the power to fly, this was her main mode of transportation. How'd she get around? Looms pretty large in her legend.
The invisible plane.
Yeah. Wow. Nice pull. You were almost out of time
there.
Who
thought he was going to get that?
Not in a million years.
I think James, maybe James had some help.
Congrats, James. All right. Let's move ahead to Matthew in Sherman Oaks. Hi there.
Hi.
Matthew. Wonder Woman's creator, William Moulton Marston, gave her a lasso of truth. And in real life, he helped invent this device.
Polygraph.
That's correct. The lie detector.
Nicely done.
Wow.
That's an impressive piece of comics trivia right there.
Let's go to Paul in Garden Grove. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Paul, here's your question. In her early origin, baby Wonder Woman was given life by the gods after her mother, Queen Hippolyta, created her out of this.
I wish I knew that.
Yeah, I do too. Clay. Formed her out of clay, and then the gods breathed life into her.
Like a dreidel.
Not like a dreidel at all, Allie,
okay.
No.
All right.
Like a little baby. She wanted a baby so badly, she made one out of clay, and the gods took pity on her and made that baby come to life.
That's pretty sad.
All right.
Awesome.
Clay was in all the right places, too, right?
Why does that happen?
It was well distributed.
I'm asking a question. Why does that happen?
A shower.
Just ran into the back of my face.
I need an alcohol bath.
Agreed. Let's bring Renee on.
Hazel.
He's in the Riverside. By the way, look at what Renee does for a living, you guys.
What do you do, Renee?
I pick up dead bodies.
All right.
So does Bean, but it's just a hobby for Bean. It's not really a job.
You get paid for it.
Yeah. Here's your question, Renee. Originally, the character was called Suprema, but the character was renamed Wonder Woman before she first appeared in December of 1941 in what comic book? We need the name of the comic book Wonder Woman first appeared in.
Sensation Comics.
Oh, you know what? That's an excellent guess. But she first appeared in All-Star Comics number 8 was her first appearance.
Right? Who didn't know that?
Come on.
Right?
Her first solo comic, though, was Sensation number 1. He was very close. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Renee.
I was going to weigh in and spoil the answer for everybody, but I just didn't have it at the tip of my tongue.
Right. Let's go to Gio in Los Angeles. Hi.
What's going on?
Gio.
Tell you what's going on.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman actually had a junior partner back in the day called Wonder Girl, who was in the Teen Titans. But these days, she's probably better known by her real name. Who is Wonder Girl?
Lana Troy.
Wow.
He's your friend, Gio.
Thank your person who had the right answer.
Who gave you the answer? Tell him to be more quiet.
Jeez.
Okay, hold on.
That was a gang answer right there.
Donna Troy.
Art in La Mirada. Hi there.
Hey, how are you guys? Pretty people, how are you?
We are good, thank you.
Here you go. Wonder Woman comes from Themyscira, but in earlier stories, her home was referred to by this idyllic-sounding name. What did Themyscira used to be known as in the comics and everywhere, really?
You don't have a friend. That's your problem.
Yeah, you need
Geo's friend next to you. You got to take a guess.
He's busy Googling you guys.
Paradise Island?
See? What did I tell you?
How did you come up with that?
It was Googling.
What a miracle.
We need to put a timer on, don't we?
It is Paradise Island.
Google.
Yeah. Begrudgingly, I guess we have to give you tickets.
All right. I think that was four, so we got one more pair of tickets, right?
Yeah.
It's Sean in North Hollywood. Hi.
Hey.
Sean. Good, buddy.
By the way, way to go, Art. We're going to have to change our game because you're Googling.
Nice work.
Well, that's for everybody. All right, Sean, good luck.
Cheaters like the Patriots make us change everything.
Right?
Right?
Dare you.
Who are we talking to?
Sean. We're talking to Sean.
Sean. Here's your question, Sean. Linda Carter, excuse me, famously played Wonder Woman on TV in the 70s. But in 2011, there was another attempt at a Wonder Woman TV series starring this star of Friday Night Lights and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you know what actress was going to play Wonder Woman?
Oh, no clue. I'm sorry,
pretty attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adrian Palicki was Wonder Woman in that version. Never got past the pilot stage, sadly.
Thank you for the call.
She looked great in the costume.
Let's try one more. Fernando in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Fernando.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Although she's been fooling around with Superman lately in the comics, tramp, traditionally Wonder Woman's true love has been this man who will be played by Chris Pine in the new film.
Oh, my God.
Wonder Woman's boyfriend. Pretty famous. Large part of her history was this guy.
Whose name is?
I'm
Google faster.
His name is Steve Trevor. I'm sorry. Steve Trevor was the answer we're looking for.
Well, so we gave away four.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's close.
Not bad for Wonder Woman.
Yep. Thank you, and thanks for playing the game.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
It is 7:54.
We'll talk sports with Jim Rome coming up right after the top of the hour here because it's Thursday on K-Rock.
How about the new NFL rules?
How about those, right?
Finally, making a good decision.
About time, right?
Right?
I'm still very confused about what's allowed and what's not.
Straight fire.
Talk to Jim. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here. What's going on?
Remember Danny Mathers? Danny Mathers was the Playboy playmate who shamed a 71-year-old woman in a gym locker room by taking a nude photo of her and posting it on Instagram.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If Snapchat.
If I have to suffer, so do you, or something like that.
Yeah, she put it up on Snapchat with the caption, "If I can't unsee this, neither can you."
Right.
And posted a nude photo of a woman in a locker room at a gym who was weighing herself.
Yeah.
And
she was at a gym.
Yeah, trying to better herself.
She posted it on the social media site, and the internet exploded, telling her how awful she was. And luckily, the authorities got involved, and she was sentenced yesterday. The judge said she had two choices, 45 days in jail.
Oh, wow.
And 3 years probation, or 30 days of city graffiti removal and 3 years of probation. As you can imagine, she and her legal team chose the second option. So she will be doing 30 days of graffiti removal on public buildings and walls. And then she will be under probation for 3 years after that fact.
They should have force-fed her for 30 days is what they should have done.
Force her to gain weight?
Got her really fat.
God.
Seriously, like make her put on
what
like
the seven.
What's wrong with
make
you?
Make her put on like 50 pounds.
Like,
come on, that would have been
Spacey.
That would have been an appropriate sentencing for this awful woman, right?
So what you're saying is, if they made her less attractive, mm-hmm. that would be a great.
What I'm saying is, it would make her miserable.
Allie's got you here. Huh.
She seems to hate fat people. Make her be one. That's what I'm saying.
Stop talking.
All I came up with in my mind was following her around with spray paint after she cleans it off.
When she cleans the graffiti up, retag the wall. That's funny. CB, that's how you do it.
Yep. He didn't just fat shame again.
Make her a fat girl. That's awful. Being fat is bad.
Like that's a thing. Oh, that's possible.
Oh, the girl is fat. She's useless. Seymour!
I'm saying in her twisted brain, though, that's how she would feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make her
sure.
Unhappy.
No, it's her. All. She's the bad guy in this your story.
This is why I get yelled at so much.
Yeah. Well,
wonder why. Oh. Hey, Chris Kattan thinks that he can go on Saturday Night Live and play Melania Trump on the show.
Oh.
That's what he would like to do. Seeing the success that Alec Baldwin's had with Donald Trump.
Okay.
Chris Kattan would like to return to Saturday Night Live and play Melania Trump.
And do a better job than Cecily Strong?
That's what he thinks he can do.
Huh.
At least that's what he told his Uber passengers.
What?
What?
So, you said, I'm sorry.
That was a joke because he hasn't been working a lot lately. So I was implying that he's working these days as an Uber driver.
I thought that was real.
I'm saying it's not unheard of.
I thought that was the second part of the story.
Never side with me, Allie. It never works out.
You know who's really good? Did you ever see the Laura Benanti?
Yes.
Melania? That's who they should get.
She's terrific. Speaking of SNL, Leslie Jones has been tapped to host this year's BET Awards. wonder if there'll be any yelling. I don't know. I can't really tell. We'll have to watch and see.
I wonder if she'll mug at the camera a lot.
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, I think. And why doesn't MTV just change the name of their popular show to America's Next Top Porn Star instead of Teen Mom? Amber Portwood of Teen Mom fame had a big meeting yesterday at Vivid Entertainment with President Steve Hirsch. Apparently they are planning a new sex tape with her and her boyfriend, Matt Bear, to capitalize on her Teen Mom fame. Sarah Abraham, of course, famously also released a porn movie with that company. And now Amber Portwood is in talks with releasing one as well.
That's a good name.
She hot?
I mean, she was hot enough for Dr. Drew to get her pregnant.
It's not how it works, Bean. That isn't how it works.
Make her eat a lot. That'll punish her.
Force feed her.
She's fat. You no longer be useful as a woman.
I wasn't suggesting that at all. You guys see the symmetry of what I was going for.
Yes.
May not have been right.
Why do people yell at me? Why do you think people yell at me so much? I can't imagine why.
We were in a meeting recently, and everybody was like, why do people make so much fun of Bean? And we said, he just won't allow us not to.
He's relentless.
He doesn't give us the option to not yell
at him.
He's
like the Terminator of wrong. You just can't stop him, no matter what you do. You acid bath or whatever. He just keeps coming.
This lady didn't like fat people, though. That was my...
Yeah, we...
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McKellen is 78 years old today. Mike Meyer turns 54. Anne Heche is 48 years old. Octavia Spencer is 47. Jamie Kennedy is 47 as well. Roman Reigns, the wrestler, is 32. Molly Sims is 44. Frank Oz is 73 years old today.
Waka, waka.
Was that a bell? Who's hitting the bell? I'm not touching the bell for Frank
ghost
Oz.
Ghost bell. We got a ghost bell.
Allie has a bell?
That's what? No, that's where I'm not allowed the bell.
What? Frank Oz?
He's Fozzie and he's
Yoda. He's a 73-year-old bald puppeteer.
He is a genius and he should be celebrated.
You are not allowed the bell.
I am allowed the bell.
She just hit it under the counter.
I am allowed the bell.
And Killian Murphy from Peaky Blinders is 41 years old today.
Killian.
Allie, give that bell. Up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:06.
Kevin, Mad Libs, the news coming up. Then we catch up with our friend Chris Hardwick this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, that music, and this time every week on the Kevin and Bean Show means it's time to talk to our good friend Jim Rome, jimrome.com, to hear the show from 9 till noon. And, of course, the podcast available same place in Play.it and iTunes as well. Mr. Rome, how are you, sir?
It is go time. What's up, guys? How is everything?
It's very rare that we see something come out of the NFL that is met with universal joy, but it seems like this is one of them, right? They're changing some rules that people are happy about for a change.
Okay, I don't want to be a big buzzkill here, but let's be real for 1 minute. What we're talking about is the NFL has got this rap for being the no-fun league, so the commissioner is trying to dial it back and let the players and the teams actually celebrate, however, only in certain ways. So there are still some things that you can do and some things that you can't do. For instance, you can use the football as a prop in a celebration. You can celebrate on the ground, you know, like a snow angel.
Okay.
Snow angel. Whoa, radical, commissioner. Letting grown men do something that four-year-olds do in the snow. Awesome. Or how about this? You know that group celebration, like that hilarious move where guys line up like bowling pins and somebody bowls the football?
Right.
Yeah, really cool. Except we can't do the good stuff. No taunting, nothing sexually suggestive, like twerking. Nothing violent, no throat slashes, no shooting a gun. Not even an imaginary bow and arrow or, say, Randy Moss mooning the fans in Green Bay like he did back in the day.
Is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So you can dance, you can use the football as a prop, which is better than nothing, but it's not the good stuff. You know, the stuff that Allie was looking forward to, like twerking and humping.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you, that twerk and that little gyration, I am down for that in the end zone.
Oh, I know you are, Allie.
What is wrong with you, Roger?
You're not getting it. Not in the end zone.
Jim, this feels like every celebration, the refs are going to have to get together and have a little huddle and say, should we throw a flag or is it okay?
There's not even a huddle necessary because unless they're doing the things that I mentioned, if you using the football as a prop or maybe celebrating as a team. There's nothing to talk about. So you really, you can do a few things, which is better than nothing, but not much.
But and how again, do you determine no twerking. Whether, yeah, but if somebody can, how do you determine whether somebody's just dancing or dancing suggestively, for instance?
I mean, we know when somebody's twerking and humping, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they'll be able to make that determination. But, yeah, to me, as always, this is nothing more but a little window dressing. The commissioner trying to show us and give us what we want, but we're not getting what we want, right?
Can we just, for a second, that Randy Moss clip and Joe Buck?
Yeah, it was
that
an absurd call.
That is a disgrace.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
It disgraceful. It was disgusting.
He pretended to pull down his pants. Shut up, Joe Buck.
Wow, really? Disgusting,
insane.
Allie.
That's disgusting. Insane, Joe
Let
Buck.
Them hump.
Let them twerk. Let them hump.
Speaking of the speaking
you
of
can
the
have
new
that one if you
hashtag
want.
Let them hump. Right. Speaking right. of the new rules from the NFL, can we just spend just 30 seconds on this, Jim, because I want to get your take. So they're making the overtime shorter. They're going from 15 to 10 minutes, right? And I guess they've gone back and they've looked at the statistics and seen that that would not have made a difference in almost any game, right?
Yeah, exactly. My response to that, let them hump.
Let them hump. Okay.
The NFL figures they need to change the rules. I think because nobody understands the rules, not even the players.
Yeah,
every time a game goes to overtime, at least one player says, I don't know the rules. But they didn't really change anything. They just made the overtime period shorter from 15 minutes to 10 minutes because it's supposed to make things safer. But I don't buy that either.
Yeah, I don't even
so
understand.
So it's all window dressing. This is all just fake. Let's give them what they
want. They got to do something when they meet at the Biltmore for their owners' meetings.
Wow.
Look what we did. Let them
all right.
twerk.
We're doing our weekly chat with
the it was let them hump.
Jim Rome from the Jim Rome Show. And I was on your website yesterday, I think it was, Jim, and I saw the most incredible story. And unless I'm missing it, it is in no way sports related, but you and the clones can't get over the Rat Cafe. What's going on?
All right, actually, I can. I'm way over it. The clones cannot get over it. Really quickly, there is a Rat Cafe in Frisco, and it's exactly how it sounds. You go to a cafe, and for $50, you can kick it with rats. Freaking gross, right?
Wait,
not
for real?
According. For real. For real.
I mean, not on
never
purpose?
Never mind that I can go to the Valley and find a rat in a cafe for free. But they'll charge you $50 for it. And this guy, Cole Corvey, a spokesman for the San Francisco Dungeon, said, quote, it's an opportunity to remind people that while rats were public enemy number one in the 1900s, today they are more than acceptable as house pets and cafe guests.
No.
Right. Long answer, Cole.
Right.
Rats are not acceptable as house pets or cafe guests. Not in 1900, not in 2017.
Now,
it's nothing more than a disgusting pub grab.
What are the clones begging for?
All right, here's the problem.
Okay.
There was something, you guys know this. You guys are old like me.
Yep.
Back in the day, we did crap that we were not supposed to do on the radio, right?
Right.
I had a rat family. You would not believe how many athletes look exactly like rats. So I put them all in a family, and it was awesome until it wasn't. And then I tried to kill it. But the clones wouldn't let me. I tried to scrub it from the internet. That didn't work either. It's gone on for years. So when the Rat Cafe drops, the clones freak out. Now I get tweets like, hey, Rome, I'd gladly pay $50 for a chance to dine with Randy Johnson. Or glad to see Corey Pavin is getting the respect he deserves with his own cafe. Who's the hostess? Monica Sellish. And then, guys, they want me to play Round and Round by, you guessed it, Rat.
Wow.
It's my worst nightmare. I can't kill the rat family.
I love it so much. People see rats and they think of Jim Rome.
Dude, one last thing, real quickly. So I go to a restaurant one night. This drunk woman rolls up on me and my family, and she says, Romy, I love your show. When are you bringing back the rat family?
At dinner.
My son looks at me, and he says, Dad, what's the rat pack? I said, it's the rat family, and it's none of your business. My son finds it online, and he's all over me to bring it back. So this freaking cafe is not only disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's making me – it's
that
impossible to do my show now.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Yeah, you paid $50 to eat with a rat. Come on, man.
That is
Come on,
fantastic.
Man. Let them hump.
Let them hump.
All right. That's how we ended up with all the rats. Keep it coming, Clothes. Keep letting Jim Rome know how much you want him to talk about.
Helping
think
him, you're hurting him, bro.
That's what I heard.
On the radio.
I don't think what Jim's saying.
I think he wants to hear more about rats from his listeners.
Y'all hear what you want to hear, don't you?
JimRome.com, 9 till noon. And don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle is available. Same website or play.it and iTunes. It's the best of the show with the takes and the interviews, the calls and the sound bites and so much more. We'll do it again next Thursday at 8. Thanks, Jim.
Go Ducks. Bye.
All right, time to talk to Chris Hardwick. Very excited about this. What?
No, no, no.
Chris Hardwick?
He's about 10 minutes away. We'll be talking to our friend Chris about Red Nose Day on NBC tonight. But
you don't
first,
jump. You don't jump over Christmas Day to get to Boxing Day, Kevin.
Boom.
Right? We have very different definitions of these days.
No, we don't.
Ralph, you are, as I am, and many of the listeners are, fascinated with the way the monkey's brain works, right?
Yes, it's the best thing in the world. Really is.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Kevin sometimes doesn't know what's going on. But he can jump in and play anyway. He can participate because his head will give you an answer. It won't be the right one, but it'll be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. We hope.
And he doesn't watch the news. He has no idea what's going on in current events.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
That's actually accurate.
So sometimes it's fun to ask him to fill in the details of some current news stories. And we call that Kevin Mad Libs.
Yes!
Kevin Mad Libs the News.
Kevin Mad Libs the News. So what will he say? Kevin Mad Libs the News. His brain's puree. Kevin Mad Libs the News. Can't remember today. Kevin Mad Libs the News. Oh, what will he say?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
That's right.
All right, so this will be entertaining and educational, right?
Exactly.
Will it be educational?
Current news stories.
For you.
And we'll see if Kevin can fill in the blanks and figure out what's going on.
Oh, I hate this so much. Okay.
Kevin, one of the rich kids of Instagram got a lot of attention this week when she posted a video of herself polishing a rare Maserati with this.
Her elbow?
No. With a puppy.
No.
Yes, with a Maltese puppy.
Why would she do that?
Because she's awful.
She put it up as a joke, but it turns out the internet wasn't really laughing. It was just for a couple seconds. And it was very gently, and the puppy looked like it was having a good time. But it was such a fluffy, furry, fluffy puppy that she was sort of polishing her Maserati with it. And the internet,
I like my answer better.
The internet, it was not her elbow. It was not her elbow.
I would occasionally mop my floor with my cat, too, by the way.
See?
Sort of deal.
It's adorable.
Just adorable.
Right. Kevin, three high school students in Florida are in the news after inventing a drinking straw that can...
I can't say that.
Sure you can. Go ahead.
This drinking straw can...
fit in your butt.
is that
the answer?
No, fit in your butt is not the is not the detail from the story.
Right.
It detects date rape drugs.
Oh, yeah. A straw.
Yeah, the prototype, you put it in your drink, and if there is if your drink has been doped, the straw will turn navy blue, indicating that it's not safe to drink.
That is brilliant.
That's smart, very useful.
Right?
I like it.
But it does not fit in your butt.
And maybe it does as well. You don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of Florida, a Florida man was taken into custody on Tuesday after reportedly waving guns at passing cars. He was easily identified because he had his face tattooed to look like...
I'm sorry, I saw this story, so I have to say the Joker.
Yes, that's
right. I love this story so much.
It is the Joker.
My bad.
He had the scars tattooed on either side of his mouth. He had the word Joker tattooed on his forehead. And on the left side of his face, he had the tattoo F Batman. So he was easy to pick out once they had lost him.
This guy I did a deep dive on because I love him. And I watched part of the court hearing, and the judge said, you couldn't have a lawyer. And he said, yeah, I didn't feel like filling out the paperwork.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So he's my kind of people. Sorry.
A group of 15 MIT...
I'm apologizing for knowing something.
A group of 15 MIT...
It is off-brand.
A group of 15 MIT scientists engineered a revolutionary new workout suit that is covered with...
balloons.
Oh, nope. Is it balloons?
It's not balloons. Living cells.
Living cells?
Oh. Yes.
Do I want that?
Living cells that can react to your body and wick away moisture and cool you off.
I don't like that. No.
Sounds too moist.
It's a living workout suit.
Oh, sounding moist. Jeez.
Kevin, a woman who barely escaped an attack from her ex-boyfriend made another disturbing realization. He had been living...
in his toilet?
I don't...
What?
Why?
In her attic. He was living in her attic.
In her attic.
And stalking her the whole time in her own home.
This is why, you guys. This is why I am the way I am.
This never happened to you, Allie.
It might have.
Might still.
Might still. I'm going to check my attic when I'm home. I'm going to first see if I have one.
Right? Then check it. The news anchor on Russia's Mir 24 TV had the surprise of her life last week during her news report when her set was crashed by a
koala.
No, it was not crashed
that
by
would have been a surprise
it
in,
would
Russia.
Be in Russia.
It was crashed by an adorable black Labrador.
It was awesome.
It was a dog, and she was terrified, by the way.
Yeah. Really?
We have some audio of her reacting.
Проголосовать за снос включенного программы реновации дома. У меня тут собака. Можно будет через интернет или в районном отделении МФС. Артем Васев расскажет подробнее, что у меня делает собака в студии, ребят.
Do you know what she wound up saying?
No.
Because she realized like how freaked out she looked. She's like, I'm more of a cat lady. We get it.
Not a big cat.
That would be a surprise if you're live on camera and out of sight of your eye, you see this
jumps up on your table.
Right.
Yeah, it was very strange. And lastly, Kevin, a Brazilian man severely damaged his hand in a work accident, and doctors took a unique approach to saving the hand by putting it in
his butt.
Why is there such a theme here?
Ralph said to say what comes into my head.
Actually, you're not far off.
Yeah.
They put it in his stomach.
Inside?
They opened up his stomach, created a pocket inside of it, put his hand inside of it, and then sewed up his wrist. Inside his stomach.
Would have been I don't better understand what you're saying at all.
They made an incision. They made a pocket in his abdomen.
Right.
They put his damaged hand inside his stomach.
So it's always in his stomach?
And then they sewed up the stomach around his wrist.
So he always has his hand on his stomach?
Well, he has for months because they're allowing the tissue to get a blood flow and to avoid infection.
Okay.
And then eventually they're going to take it out of his stomach.
He got a little tummy mitten.
Exactly, yes.
You don't get all of that help in the butt, so that's
but they
answer.
Opted not to go with the butt. Yes.
Okay.
That's Kevin Medlibs, the news.
Kevin Medlibs, the news. Oh, what will he say?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Allie, how many different animals are on your plate right now in front of you?
Three.
What do you got?
I've got pulled pork, I've got chicken, and then I've got brisket.
Wow.
So that's three different animals.
You're making the rounds right there.
Yeah, well, when there's free food next door from Maple Block, I'm in.
So good. Hardwick blew it being in New York right now, you guys.
Did.
This should have been one of his K-Rock studio visits, but he's on the phone. Of course, Chris Hardwick, our good friend, is a stand-up comedian, actor, writer, musician, podcaster, former K-Rock DJ. Big primetime show tonight. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. You know, now I'm just bummed that I don't have an assortment of quality meats.
Right?
There's so much meat in front of us.
Where in New York would I find such a thing?
Nope. No meat.
There's practically no restaurants in the Big Apple. We all know that, Chris.
It's a vegetarian city as far as I know.
So, Chris, thank you so much for squeezing in time. I know it's a very, very busy day.
And okay, thank you.
I want to start with the basics just because while Red Nose Day has been popular for many, many, many years and has raised, by the way, over $1 billion for charity, folks.
Wow.
Over $1 billion. Some people still don't have it in their mind as to what's going on the American version. So bring us up to speed, Chris.
Essentially, this is the third year of the American version of Red Nose Day, and it's legendary in England. It's like they do their comic relief for Red Nose Day in England, and it's been going on for, I think, about 30 years. And so they started here a few years ago, and we do programming tonight to raise money for kids. If you've been into Walgreens and you've seen like the red noses and you buy the red nose, that's what it goes to, and it raises money for kids, for charity, for kids in poverty, both in the States and abroad.
Yeah, and it's the Children's Health Fund, and it's the Boys and Girls Club of America, and it's the Water Charity, and it's Save the Children, and it just goes on and on and on, as I mentioned, with all the money. And it's a whole primetime block on NBC, and you are the final hour, right, from Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, yeah. I think it might actually be raining tonight.
All right.
whenever I do a live broadcast outside, it has to rain. That's what it turns up. But it's going to be great because from 8 to 9 is a celebrity red nose American Ninja Warrior. And then 9 to 10 is a red nose running wild that Julia Roberts is on with Bear Grylls. And then from 10 to 11, it's me and Rockefeller Center outside. Bryan Cranston will be there. A lot of people will be there. There's some fancy celebrities that did stuff. You got your Ben Afflecks. You got your Jack Blacks. And then also they did a because the guy who founded Red Nose Day wrote Love Actually, so they did like an updated Love Actually called Red Nose Day Actually. So they reunited the cast, and so they're going to show that tonight too.
And that is a huge draw because we all know how much affection we have for that film. And tell me if I heard this correctly, Chris. The version that I watched, the bootleg version taped off the TV in Britain when they did their Red Nose Day a few weeks ago, that's different from the one we'll see tonight? Like they added some stuff for America?
That I don't know, actually. I don't know if they had two. Is there a UK version and a US version?
I think what I heard is, who's the fine actress, Allie, help me out here, who plays the woman in the movie who has the brother that's in the mental hospital?
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney. Mm-hmm. I think Laura Linney, for instance, was not in the British one, but is going to be in the American one, for instance.
Yes. Yes.
You don't know.
You
have
no idea, Chris.
I don't know.
I did see her in the – she is in the version that's playing tonight.
It's so awesome to see so many of those people come back together for Love Actually, though, because that movie was so wonderful. And your good friend Rick Grimes is in there, right? Speaking in his real accent. I love
Rick
that.
Grimes, bitch! one time I wish he would say that on Walking Dead. I need to make a plea to Scott Gimple to please just drop that in one episode.
I don't feel like that fits.
No, it could be seamless. Seamless.
I'm not sure that would play.
Listen, I have a lot of input as host of that episode.
Sure.
So.
Chris. So.
That was a sad so. Because you know it's not going to happen.
So sad.
It's not going to happen.
You can't even get a call through.
Again.
Exactly. Hey, I noticed you have your good friend Mark Hamill himself on tonight here on the 40th anniversary of the release of the Star Wars movie. What does Mark do on your Red Nose Day special tonight?
Well, we throw to a lot of celebrities throughout the show who do pieces, pieces for that are involved in Red Nose Day stuff with kids, and so Mark is in one of the pieces that we that we did. He's such an amazing guy. There's nothing not to love about him.
Yeah.
It's funny. We all assume that, but none of us have met him.
Yeah.
Well.
Devastating.
I mean, one of us. you have your table full of assorted meats.
Well, you win.
You know, I'm not feeling as braggadocious about the meat now that you brought up the Hamill thing.
We have lamb, we have barbecue, we have Hamill, and I think... Guinea hen?
Hey, in our remaining moments here, Chris, and we're very excited about you on the TV tonight, how has the talking show been going for you? It was a little bit of rolling the dice. I mean, not for you, really, because you've done, been doing the Nerdist podcast for so long. But for other people, they're like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't after The Walking Dead. What do we need another talk show for? But people seem to be liking it. How's it feeling for you?
It's really fun because the idea was that, there's so much programming that's geared towards short attention spans now, and it's like, we got to have viral clips, and we got to have, we can only talk to people for 4 minutes, and we got to move on because people want more, more, more. And so I just thought, well, let's counter-program that, and let me do what I've been doing on the podcast for 7 years and just have a conversation with people. So it's sort of a cross between the podcast and, like, a Comic-Con panel because there's a live audience there, so we... infuse a lot of audience questions from the internets and then also from the live audience. So it's been really fun. And people finish when we finish taping, they go, wow, that's crazy. I never get to talk for longer than like 4 minutes on television. Thank you.
I saw Charlie Hunnam talk about how he was hated by Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie saw one movie. That's the guy that did King Arthur.
Yeah, and didn't want to cast him.
And didn't want to cast him because he not only thought the movie was bad, but he specifically thought that Charlie Hunnam was bad.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And then they met, and then and Charlie has that great accent, which is very hard to pin down. Like, I don't know. It's almost like a...
a Kennedy?
No.
A little bit. Anyway, I saw him on that show, and you do such a good job of interviewing people.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So do you, actually.
Not really.
Have you done the Tatiana Maslany episode yet, Chris?
No. We're doing that. I believe that's recording next week.
Doesn't that come in June 10th? What, isn't that coming back?
Yeah, Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
I thought Orphan Black finished up, but
I think we haven't seen the last season yet.
Yeah, I think one more season, maybe.
Okay. I feel like Chris has very little information.
Chris has some research to do ahead of that interview.
Tons of information. I know Mark Hamill.
But he knows Mark Hamill, so he wins.
All right. Well, Chris is very busy. Before we let him go, don't forget not only the Nerdist podcast, but, of course, The Wall. You can look for on NBC at midnight on Comedy Central, and then The Talking Show on the AMC as well. And we'll be looking for you with all the superstars tonight in the rain at Rockefeller Center on NBC. Go definitely go to Red Nose Day website and make a contribution, because the money – this is one of those deals, and Chris, you'll back me up on this. This is one of those deals where the money really does go to the kids. There's not a big overhead and stuff. Yeah.
No, yes, it really does go to the kids. And then is it okay if I just plug one more thing that I think might be relevant to your listeners' interest?
Sure.
I made a festival in Northern California in Silicon Valley that's like – and Weezer's one of the headliners.
All right.
It's a music festival with a comedy stage, and then the center of it is like a Comic-Con. So that's June 24 and 25. It's called ID10T, and it's ID10TFest.com. That's it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Chris. Have fun tonight, man. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, man. That is Tool on LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
My heavy metal face, Alex.
It's the worst.
That is not a good face.
That's rock and roll. What
that's
can
rock
I
and
say?
Roll. Like, goddamn right. It
certainly is.
Whatever your name is.
Hey, guys. We've lost Dr. Drew, I'm afraid.
No. What do you mean we've lost him?
Well,
we're going to talk to him in like 10 minutes.
Oh, right. No. Apparently, he doesn't believe in science anymore.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Apparently, he's given up medicine and science.
I see.
And now he's become a witch doctor.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
He's just all chicken blood and bones and feathers from now on.
Apparently, he's into Santeria or something. I'm not sure, but
he ain't got no crystal ball. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that, yes. He did go on the Hollywood Mediums TV show, apparently, which hasn't aired yet, but we're going to find out all about it. So now he's talking to people from beyond the grave or something. I don't know.
As swole as Dr. Drew is, you'd think he'd wear a Hollywood large.
That's two in like less than 30 seconds.
He's so big.
You go to hell.
He's very muscular. I'm
right.
Saying.
Yeah, I hate that I laughed at that. I hate it. Anyway, Dr. Drew coming up right after Ralph's showbiz beat here on K-Rock.
We're not special.
He didn't get it.
I didn't understand it. That's why.
Hey, I understood it, man. Come
explain
on.
Explain it.
I'd rather not.
Okay. You're the worst.
That's possible.
Last night I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Please tell me it's good.
It's so good!
Excellent.
Javier Bardem, maybe the best movie villain in the world. If you just look, if you just take his trilogy of No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Chilling.
Yes.
Maybe the best Bond villain of the past 20 years.
Yes.
And then as Captain Salazar in this new Pirates film. He is outstanding. And it's all the best elements of the entire franchise. And Depp was terrific. And it's the return of some of your old favorite characters. And it just, I really enjoyed the crap out of it. And you know, sometimes, the Pirates, I don't know if you're a fan of the franchise or not.
I am.
I've seen them all. There's sometimes in these movies where the set pieces, the action sequences can seem a little bit long. You're like, okay, we get it. It's very impressive. Let's wrap it up now. You get that sense?
Let's keep moving.
None of that in this. Movie just moves along in a clip, and all the action stuff is fascinating and really well executed and wildly entertaining, and I just had a blast. So I'm just telling people, I'm recommending it, especially if you're a fan of the franchise. It really kind of wraps things up nicely. I don't know what the plan is for the franchise, whether they're going to go forward and do more or not, but if they stopped here,
it'd be a good one.
It'd be okay. Be way to go out. Yeah. Speaking of which, Orlando Bloom is in the news. Remember that waitress who lost her job after a little...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Orlando Bloom?
I don't know what you do during sex, but that's odd.
I feel so bad for your wife.
Viviana Ross is her name.
Yes.
And she was a 21-year-old actress model who was working as a waitress at the bar at the hotel where Orlando Bloom was staying. And then when she got off work, she got off
work.
I've seen her Instagram. It's pretty good. Was said yesterday during the meeting.
No.
Yeah.
He wasn't lying, that guy who said that.
Oh, pants down. I don't need to know about his pants down activities.
Well, just saying.
Well, she may not be unemployed for much longer. Because apparently, first of all, photographers now are camping out outside of her place where she works and her gym. And she is smiling happily for all the photographers taking her shot. And apparently she is already in conversations to do some movie and magazine work.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person.
Right.
The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
Right.
Okay. Just saying, she may have some work coming up.
Right.
She may have a job soon.
All right.
Well. I'm just saying, she might have a job soon. What's wrong with you?
We
see what you did.
You know, like what you're
doing.
We
advise. We were looking at you.
Is being a hot woman the best thing?
Yes.
I think there are a lot of...
I can answer that.
You have friends, D'Alley?
Nice.
Not bad.
I think there are a lot of advantages to it. I think you got a leg up in many situations.
Yeah, I think that it's in a lot of situations.
I like both legs up.
You know, like, right for boning.
I think we all knew.
Is that what,
I feel like we all.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's good to be an attractive man too, right?
Yeah. Agreed. I feel like both probably come
attractive
with a lot of
is better than ugly.
A lot of benefits and some negatives.
It seems to me
negatives.
If you're a really hot woman, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You can work in a job if you want it. If you don't, you can just. You can have a rich dude who'll just pay your way, whatever. It seems like your options are almost limitless.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like, being attractive.
It's pretty good, I gotta be honest.
I'm sorry, what happened now? Excuse me? Today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McKellen's 78 years old today. Frank Oz, you know him probably best as Muppeteer.
Waka waka!
Fozzie.
Is Fozzie? Is Miss Piggy? Yoda?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also a very talented film director, too, by the way.
What did he make? He made some classic movie. What was it, Ralph? Frank Oz. He directed something really famous.
The Godfather?
Nope.
I don't think it was that. I don't think he ever really had a smash hit, Bean.
Showgirls.
Nope.
Now I gotta look it up.
He did,
He's exhausted.
Well, don't bring it up if you don't know the answer.
But he's exhausted by the idea of typing a word in.
G-O-O-G-L-E. Oh, my fingers.
That was
wrong one.
Beans at first.
First? Bean didn't see it first. Beans in a hurry or beans in a rush or something. What are you playing?
I got it, Kevin.
He did the one with Michael Caine and Steve Martin, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I know he directed that.
He did do that. He directed.
I know what he's thinking.
He directed What About Bob, by the way, which is a great effing movie.
That's
pretty
good.
He's the co-director of one of the greatest movies of all time.
Chili. Don't say the Dark Crystal, Allie. Don't you dare say that.
Yep, I'll say it.
Didn't he do Little Shop of Horrors? Wasn't
he did
him?
Little Shop of Horrors. He did Bowfinger. He directed In-N-Out, another great movie.
Oh, I saw
burgers.
That one.
I loved that.
No, I saw a different one.
so he's got
Bone
a
lot.
But he didn't have like he doesn't have like a classic movie that
I think
said.
I was thinking of What About Bob. That's the
you
the
thought
classic
that
about.
Was a smash hit classic movie?
It is a smash hit classic movie, by the way. What About Bob is beloved.
It is a great movie.
Richard Dreyfuss, Bill Murray. That's a comedy classic.
I'm familiar with the film.
It's really good, but I don't know that I go comedy classic.
No, it's not Caddyshack. It's not the movie that people talk about at parties.
You guys remember that scene in What About Bob where he was standing there waiting for him?
Oh, God, I love that scene. Remember the one where he shows up at the cabin? That's not a classic. It's a great comedy, but it's not a classic famous movie.
Here's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
We think of Frank Oz as being Miss Piggy and Yoda, but he has a more than respectable career as a director.
Oh, if only I had mentioned he was a movie director
but
when
I'm
I talked about him.
But I'm saying that it's worth mentioning that he did Bowfinger and In-N-Out and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Little Shop
and the Dark Crystal.
And not that one, but I mean other films that were very good. That's
why do some people tune out?
Well, that's a good question.
I think we have the perfect answer.
We have a good answer as well.
He was Fozzie, you guys. He was my first love.
Oh, my God. You too need a podcast.
Would you listen?
No.
Really? What if it was sponsored by MeUndies?
What's happening?
Just wrap it up, Ralph.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with me.
Chip finally just gave up. Thursday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we like to catch up with our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky with his Wide Array of Podcasts at drdrew.com and weekday afternoons with Mike Catherwood on KABC from noon to 3. How are you, Doc?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Although Dr. Drew has given up doctoring, now.
It does sound like that. Hey, before we get into why you're now a fraud and should have your license taken away, your thoughts on the story that Ralph reported earlier today about your good friend Amber Portwood from Teen Mom starting her porn career?
No, you're kidding. I did not know that.
I'm going
out to New York next week to do a reunion. Tell me it isn't so. Not another one.
I mean, well, she has been offered a sex tape contract, and the impression I got is that she's leaning yes. Bad idea?
Yeah, bad idea. Bad idea. I'll have her friend Farrah talk to her about the repercussions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Back to her Farrah.
That's right.
That was the name of her porn.
Oh, okay, good.
Allie.
I don't like
Dr. Drew talking attractive women out of porn, but all right, I'll allow it.
Has Allie seen said porn?
No.
Yes, she has. Okay. Sure.
No,
she
not that one. Not that one.
I tried up with the name.
I know a lot of butt stuff porn.
All right, Doc. How did you go so horribly awry and end up on the Hollywood Medium show with Tyler Henry?
You notice I'm trying to do anything to avoid the topic here.
Yeah.
I think... First of all, we were asked sort of out of the blue, and you know it's kind of a cute, interesting show, and that's fun.
It's not, Dr. Drew. It's just I've watched parts of it, and it's so. Look, I don't believe in mediums.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
So you're going in negative.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll admit that. But then you watch it and you go, this is so much worse than most shows that have mediums on them.
He's a love bug. I like
him. Right. He's very, very nice, and he says really nice things to people that they want to hear.
His energy is lovely.
Yes.
You want to be surrounded by that.
Is he talking to people on the other side, though?
He says he is.
I say no.
What do you think, Doctor?
I'm just so glad everyone else is talking except me.
So, all right, your turn.
So, no, he is not talking to dead people, in my humble opinion. But there's a little more to my story, which is my wife is into this stuff. She actually had a podcast, and all her friends are psychics. And so I've been around these people for a bit. And so when this came along, she was very excited, and I certainly wasn't going to say no.
Do you hold your tongue when the topic comes up?
Oh, yes. and of course. But there's a little comedy in the thing. Because there is something interesting about psychics, because I know a lot of them, and they all do the same thing. They're doing something, and so I'm studying the hell out of them, trying to figure out
what it is. It's called cold reading.
No, but they do stuff. There's something going on, something intuitive, something highly interesting, and I don't want to just dismiss it whole hog. I want to look at it, examine it. And so during the Tyler thing, the psychic medium thing, I was saying, well, I'm trying to look at what's going on with him. One thing I know is he's not talking to dead people. And my wife keeps saying, he's talking to dead people. He's talking to dead people. I'm like, oh, great. Fantastic.
Right.
but he does something very interesting. He does something called a frontal releasing movement, where you see how he moves his hand back and forth? I think it was his right hand. And that sort of frees up.
No, not that kind of frontal release.
I have a frontal release with my right hand. I know that.
Come on.
He said he moves his hand up and down. What am I supposed to do?
Back and forth. But
and what is that supposed to do, Dr. Drew, when he does it to you?
Wait. Does he do it to you?
No, he just sort of scribbles. You know when you scribble, it sort of frees up your head a little bit?
Okay.
And I'm fascinated that he does that, because that sort of freezes the left frontal lobe and frees up the right side of the brain. And I've always felt that this is something to do with right brain communication, sort of like intuitive kind of mind reading-y kind of stuff. Huh. And so I was just sort of interested in what he was doing. He came up with some crazy stuff. He really did.
All right, now let me ask you about
that. Actually is real to you?
All I know is that they all do the same thing. It's not like they're each doing something different. They're all doing something, and it needs to be studied.
You said that he came up with some pretty impressive stuff. Was it something that he had no way of knowing?
He came up with some stuff about my uncle that I don't understand how he could have. If he had talked to my family, he wouldn't have known.
How do you explain that? You don't. It's magic, sorcery.
Go back to your porn viewing, Allie. Come on now.
That didn't seem like a question.
No, Allie is asking a legitimate question. If the man knows something about a family member of yours that your own family doesn't even know, that's not something he could have researched. Where did he come up with? He didn't just pull it out of the thin air.
Right. And see, I think that is some sort of, personally, because I'm trying to look at this objectively and even hopefully someday scientifically, which is, I think it's some sort of right-brain-to-right-brain communication. I think intersubjective exchange between humans is far more complicated than we know with our just language in our conscious brain.
So you're saying he read your mind?
Kind of. I think it's something like that. That's my feeling.
My theory is that they always say something relatively general, and then something snaps in your mind, and you fill in the blank with the specific.
Or at least the way you respond informs him in some way that keeps him moving in that direction.
Right.
Not consciously, but sort of that's just sort of that's the exchange that's going back between two people.
He's better than usual at reading people.
He came up with some names and things, and I was like, whoa. And he came up with a former patient that was pretty wacky, and I don't want to... Spoiler alert, I guess I'm not supposed to talk about it, but that was pretty crazy.
I feel like you should know that pretty solidly.
Doctor, you said that your wife is all in on this guy and her friends are too. Was there something that they saw him do that convinced them that they could not explain away in any other rational terms?
You mean my wife?
Yeah. Was there a moment where she became convinced because of something she saw him do that was otherwise inexplicable?
You got to understand, she comes all in.
In when she sits down. He doesn't really have to do anything to impress her.
No, she ththinks he's talking to dead people, for sure. For sure, in her mind. And it's like, okay, all right, honey.
Because
Drew wants to have sex with her again, right, and he agreed to do the show.
Agreed.
Yeah. He agreed to do the show, so now he got some frontal release. I understand.
You know what? I'm not being pejorative, but women seem much more connected to all this stuff. It's much easier for them to
I
got to tell you, Drew, we've had psychics in, we've had mediums in, and every single time we open up the phones, it's 98% women.
They love it.
I see that as a positive, because women are more intuitive and are more connected to stuff that as men we're checked out.
Right.
And I want to understand that.
He's
good.
I see that as better too. Then
when does your episode air, Doctor?
It's like the finale. I think it's like in August.
Oh, okay.
We'll
have time to mock you many times between now and then.
Okay, good. Go to drdrew.com for all the podcasts, live appearances, and don't miss The Good Doctor on with our friend Mike Catherwood. Noon till 3 on 790 KABC. Thanks for the time. We'll do it again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 941.
Wendy Smith from Orange, by the way, just picked up her 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. Congratulations, Wendy. Thank you so much for listening. And by the way, we should have mentioned this earlier, but our friend Kat Corbett is going to be broadcasting live tomorrow from Disneyland.
Luck out.
We are helping her kick off a summer of heroes. If you're going down there, be sure to say hi to Kat and also be the first to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at California Adventure opening this Saturday. So your chance to win coming up later on today.
Who says luck out?
Luck out. Oh, lucky. It's like a win.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Who says luck
You're
out?
You're a luck out.
Oh, luck out? No one ever says that.
Really?
Only because no one says it. It's the only reason I've never heard it before.
Besides that,
we got nothing.
Still haven't
really?
Heard it. Really? Oh, luck out.
Luck out?
Like you're lucking out at something.
Well, they say you lucked out.
No, but luck out.
Not luck out.
I don't think anyone's ever said it.
I've said it since I was a kid. I've had too much meat.
You also said that since you were a kid.
Right? Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat now at 9:42. What's going on?
Listen, Star Wars. Right?
Yes.
1977, May 25th, Star Wars debuted. A New Hope. Star Wars. The name of the movie is Star Wars. There we go. Star Wars.
And that
timing.
Was...
Timing? Star
was,
Wars.
A success, that movie?
It was a big success. So much so that we're still living in a Star Wars world. 40 years later, we're obsessed with Luke and Leia and Han and Ben.
I can't wait for December 15th.
Kylo and Rey and Fizbo and Jangles.
Fizbo was on Modern Family.
Ramstan.
I don't remember Ramstan.
Glabic.
Ralph, was there ever a fallow period for Star Wars where the original trilogy fell out of favor and people didn't think about them or talk about them?
Prequels came out.
No, there was they lived forever. Even in the dark times after Jedi, when there was no new Star Wars to look forward to, people still relived it and they conventioned and they cosplayed and they thrived. And then, of course, the prequels came along and everyone was very excited. Then they were very sad when they came out. But they still kept the flame aloft, and they lived breathed, and ate Star Wars. And then they were, of course, rewarded with Force Awakens and Rogue One.
Luck out.
Luck out.
See? Sweeping the nation.
You know, there's a pop-up bar. You know the pop-up bar called Scum and Villainy?
Uh-huh. I did not know that.
That you can go to. It sort of recreates, not that it's Star Wars related, because that would be a violation of several trademarks.
Sure.
But it gets you the sense, it's completely unrelated to Star Wars. I don't even know why I brought it up. But it's called Scum and Villainy, and it's when you go in there, you feel like perhaps you're in another world.
A lot of weird characters playing musical instruments.
Maybe you're
in
like a cantina of some kind, and you're there, and you're enjoying
But not
yourself.
A Star Wars cantina.
No, just a generic space cantina.
Right, like all those other cantinas
and all those famous space movies.
Cantinas.
And you can have a cocktail and enjoy your experience. Very popular. And the reason I bring it up is because there's another pop-up bar being dedicated to another popular film series, the films of Tim Burton. Right?
He does good work.
He does good work. And there's a new bar called The Beetle House. That,
Bugs are banned.
Beetle. It's Tim
Beetlejuice.
Burton.
Beetlejuice. Oh, Beetlejuice. Okay.
He started with Tim Burton.
Yeah, you did say
so
that.
So it's not the band or the bugs. It's yeah. Tim Burton were, movie Beetlejuice.
Those were poor guesses.
Look, neither one of them was going to be right.
Look, all we're saying is if you're not going to listen, okay, that's cool. Just don't then guess.
Don't chime in.
Right.
Okay. You guys hear what Tim Burton's doing, though? He's got one of these.
He doesn't have one. He's not doing it. It's a separate thing. It's fans of Tim Burton's work have put together this pop-up bar.
It's Michael Keaton, right?
No!
Oh.
God damn it! This was originally launched in New York City's East Village. It was intended as a 45-day pop-up, but the crowds have kept coming, and it's still there over a year later with no end in sight. So the L.A. location is taking place at the Prospect Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, 6356 Prospect Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And you can go there. It's open now. And it's themed to all your favorite Tim Burton projects, Edward Scissorhands and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Nightmare Before Christmas, and, of course, Beetlejuice. So if you're a fan, you can go and have a cocktail there that's inspired by Tim Burton's work. And you can have a bite to eat. Like Evil Dead Shrimp, Sweeney Beef, Cheshire Mac. And it's got costume actors who will interact with the guests and play into the theme, so you can enjoy yourself. Reservations can be made online for the Wednesday through Sunday nights, May 20th through July 16th. And though they're saying, though, if the New York location is any indication, that they will probably keep running past July 16th. Probably it makes sense to go through Halloween, don't you think?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So I just want to give you a heads up.
Have you guys ever heard of that Tim Burton pop-up?
It has to do with the Beatles, the band The Beatles. It's very strange. I don't know why.
Or the car.
Tim Burton's a big...
He gave us two...
No, he gave us the bug, not the car.
Oh, the bug. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought he was...
Sweet spirit.
No, the bug. Is a beetle is a bug, Kevin.
He's laying down.
Insects.
He's laying down.
It's nothing with the Volkswagen Beetle. That's a third wrong thing you've introduced. We don't have enough wrong on this show.
Kevin had to lay down.
I hope he doesn't get up.
Come on, man. We're all still friends.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
Right? Okay. Goddamn life. Danny Mathers, Playboy Playmate, was sentenced yesterday for the crime she committed by trying to shame that poor 71-year-old woman in that gym locker room. She took a nude photo of her and posted it online on Snapchat.
It was awful.
With the caption, "If I can't unsee this, then you can't either," she said in her total bitchiness. Besides being ostracized by the internet and attacked, which was completely justified, she was also got in trouble with the law. Turns out it's against the law to shoot nude photos of people without their knowledge and putting it up online. So she was sentenced yesterday. She had a choice. 45 days in jail and 3 months probation or 30 days hard labor. Removing graffiti with, again, 36 months probation.
Bean's thinking, I got to get some pictures down offline.
Yeah, he's got to scrub the internet.
Weird. Didn't know.
She chose the graffiti removal, by the way. So sure. If you're driving around and you see a Playmate scrubbing walls, feel free to roll down your window and go, boo! That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to drive around looking for it today. That's my whole idea. And if you're going to take advice from anyone, ladies, on looking good, Make it Raquel Welch.
Oh, geez.
Raquel Welch, for those of you who don't know, was a sex symbol of the 70s.
Yeah.
And now she is in her 70s. She is 76 years old. Find a photo of her today online, and I defy you to say, no, I wouldn't hit that. She's incredible. At 76, she's ridiculously still beautiful.
But she's hot, too.
Yes.
Have you mentioned that?
That's my point,
Bean.
Okay, all right. Yes. And she is kind enough to share her beauty secrets this week. She said she follows a gluten-free diet. Oh, yeah. That's a big part of it. Does yoga every day. And she slathers her face.
Go on.
With a cream.
Go on.
That comes from?
That is made for cow's udders.
Huh? Oh, yeah. The balm or whatever. What do they call it? The bag balm? Is that it?
Bag balm?
A lot of people use that
for
their skin.
It is called bag balm.
Oh, my God.
Very popular. Very popular.
Do you use bag balm?
Oh, no,
and
I don't.
Bean.
Why do you know so much about bag balm?
It's just, it's a thing that's in the world that people use.
Hey, listen, don't act like, oh, yo, because you're an expert on beauty products.
Current.
You guys never heard of a Q-tip. And oh, but yo, bag balm, everyone knows that.
I'm not saying everybody does, but it's common. It's a popular thing, and it's apparently it works great.
I know why he knows it, because he had cows as pets, and he probably went out with his bag bomb and took care of business with Bessie out there in the back 40.
First of all, her name was Buttercup, and second of all, no, I didn't use that because we never milked her. She never got pregnant. She was a heifer. But, yeah, it's a thing that ladies use.
Yeah, ladies use it. All right.
But Raquel Welch, though, right? That 1 million BC? Come on.
That's the reason why Bean calls it his bag bomb, right? That's what I'm saying.
Bean trying to redirect the conversation back to her.
Well, I thought that's what we were talking about.
By the way, it's very reasonable. You can get it just for $10 on Amazon. You can get a big,
really?
big jar of bag bomb.
And then
all over your face. I guess any other body part you want.
I feel like I'd rather not.
Do it!
Do I have the option of not doing it?
Put it on, put it on your face.
No.
Bag bomb, just saying.
Nope.
Suggestions right there in the title where you can put it.
No, sir.
There's no catch. Today's celebrity birthday is Ian McKellen, 78 years old today. He's the best, right?
He is Gandalf, and was he also Magneto?
Yes.
Both of those things.
Yeah.
You're on your game today, Bean. I got to be honest.
I just feel
miracle.
Like there may
really
be people who don't know his name, but certainly would know and appreciate his great character.
Right, but both of those answers were questions. He was Gandalf?
I just want to make sure I got him right, because I've been wrong a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Frank Oz, famous Muppeteer and movie director.
Waka.
He was Ozzy. He was not Ozzy at all. He was Fozzie.
Fozzie.
You know, that's where the name Fozzie came from. F. Oz. Frank Oz. F. Oz.
Are you positive the F is good for Frank?
Foz. E.
Okay.
Fozzie.
Got it.
Miss Piggy. Yoda. 73 years old.
Today. What about Bob?
Mike Myers is 54 years old today. Can't wait to see him hosting the Gong Show, by the way, is that new character, that British comedian.
Yeah, that does
doing.
Sound funny.
Looks funny. And Haitian's 48. Octavia Spencer and Jamie Kennedy both 47 today. Molly Sims is 44. Killian Murphy's 41. And wrestler Roman Reigns, Allie's favorite.
Not my favorite.
She loves
him. Dislike him quite a bit.
It's amazing how much passion she has.
Not a fan.
Roman Reigns.
I'd boom right now if I had.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, a brand-new internet roundup.
We've got
the movie beat, and we continue to give you passes for the K-Rock advanced screening of Wonder Woman tomorrow morning.